infant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great listeners, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra here in London. My name is Dekanu, your host and director of Radio Biafra, and I have with me today, once again, kindly, she's agreed to grace us with her presence, is Carol Monday, and also by Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. We're presenting you the news this evening on this day, the 31st of May, in the year of our Lord 2013. We are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, even good day to some people all over the world, because we know this is Radio Biafra, received in every country, in every continent on this planet Earth. Wherever you are this morning, we are welcoming you. Wherever you are this afternoon, we are welcoming you. This evening, even very late at night, this is Radio Biafra, the only open platform on this planet where people can express their views and opinions without interruption, without fear, from across everywhere they may be on the surface of the earth. Radio Biafra is even in Russia, all the way to New Zealand, from Japan, all the way across to the Gulf of Mexico, from Canada, all the way to the Cape of Good Hope. This is Radio Biafra. We are crisscrossing. We have made it possible for Radio Biafra, and for Biafra in particular, to be the most talked about subject online, according to analysis. Of course, the reports are unverified. We are still trying to verify it, but Biafra is climbing. That is why our membership is climbing on Facebook, and that is why we need even more people to join. Our target is 1 million people. 1 million people is what we are looking for. We need minimum 1 million people to be able to make it worth our while. When they ask us where are Biafrans, we'll say go to Facebook. You'll be able to see a few of them there. Once again, we're welcoming you. As we said, this is the News Hour. Today is the 31st of May, the last day of May in 2013. Our anniversary was yesterday, and it was quite emotive for most people. We are welcoming you wherever you are. We are asking you to please do us this very simple favor. We understand a lot of people are terrified. They are afraid. People are afraid of Biafra. That is why when you ask them to add their friends on Facebook, that they have some friends. They don't even want their friends to know that they're on Facebook, which is a shame. That is why the new media is beginning to expose the cowards within our midst. They come at night over the phone, the anonymity of the phone, the anonymity of the websites. They write things and they disappear. When you ask them to step forward and announce and be bold about their Biafranness, they hide and they run. We are beginning to find out who these people are. And very soon we begin to mention names, because we don't want fake people around us. We don't want people who are afraid to announce who they are to the world. We are not running away. We are not hiding. Everything that is asked of us, we have done. Please, we are asking people to be bold. Announce Biafra. Be bold about Biafra. Don't be afraid. They cannot arrest 45 million people. There is no amount of jail on this planet that can hold all of us. Once again, please go and put it on your Skype, on your Facebook, on your Twitter, everywhere you are, that Radio Biafra is on the air this evening. Ask people to go to www.radiobiafralondon.com. Ask them to please to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to go to www.bilierhumanrights.org. Ask them to go to Indigenous People of Biafra, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, especially the last two websites. If you're on laptop, once you open your laptop and you are on the page, it should start playing automatically. If you have a mobile phone, go to where you have the live icon. You will see the live green icon on the top right-hand corner. You will see the play button there. You click on play. If you're on any mobile device, if it is not playing automatically, expand your screen. Click on play. You should be able to receive Radio Biafra. If you have any internet-enabled device, you should get Radio Biafra on it as well. Do not be afraid. Do not be scared. Radio Biafra is leading the way. Bilier Human Rights Initiative is leading the way. We are not running away from this struggle. This is our life, and we're going to accomplish it in truth and honesty, without fear, without prevarication, without any retreat, and without any surrender. Once again, we're welcoming you to this program. I'll go to Carol first to please say hello to you before we proceed this evening. Please, Carol.
Hello, good day to everyone in the world, and welcome all our new members.
Thank you very much. We're having a lot of them, isn't it? Uh-huh. Yes, of course. And the also people visiting the website as well is growing. We also have Dr. Egemba with us this evening, and we'll be going to Dr. Egemba right now to say hello to all of you, wherever you may be on this earth. Please, Doctor.
Hello, our listeners, friends of Biafra, wherever you are in this world, we are welcoming you to the program. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the program we have lined up for you this evening. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah, we'll go right straight away to try and bring you the headlines, because we want to take as many calls as possible. You all understand the drill now. The call starts coming in at 7:30. Between 7:30 and 7:35, you can begin to call us in the next 30 minutes, to be very absolutely precise. You can begin to phone Radio Biafra. The number to call, as always, is the same. It doesn't change. The number to call is the same. It doesn't change for Radio Biafra. It is on the top right-hand corner of your screen. It is +44 78 31 30 8376. I'll repeat that again. It's +44, which is the UK code, 78 31 30 8376. And if you want to join us on Skype, it is Radio Biafra. Just add Radio Biafra. Or if your friends are asking you, oh, how do I connect? Tell them to just add Radio Biafra. That's all there is to it. Add Radio Biafra to your contact list. We'll be able to accept it. Even if we don't accept it yet, you can still call Radio Biafra. There are a bit of house rules to observe. We don't normally do this, but it is for the enjoyment of every listener that we have. Please, if you're calling Radio Biafra, we are pleading with you. Turn your system down, or you turn it off. Turn your system down, or you turn it off, because it is interfering with other people far away listening to Radio Biafra as well. We cannot be talking and you talking and the sound bouncing off the device you're listening with, and then going feeding into the microphone of your laptop or your mobile phone, and then coming back to us. It doesn't make us look professional. Once you hear my voice and I say hello, that you're through to Radio Biafra, you turn down everything that you have all around you. Your voice is being heard. If you want to hear your voice again, you wait until the program is finished. You go back to the website and play the old broadcast. You can download it, or you can send the link to your friends. This is what we have not been doing. We are not very good at networking, which is to tell people about Radio Biafra, to send the link. It doesn't take anything, via text message, via any means. Go and copy the URL link of Radio Biafra, the latest broadcast. Send it to your friends to listen to it. You don't need to preach to anybody to convert to Biafra. All you need to do is to ask them to go and listen to Radio Biafra. 99.9% of those that did were converted. We are welcoming you once again to Radio Biafra broadcast this evening from London. We are based in London, but we are hoping to go back to Biafra land as soon as our transmitter is ready. We are doing everything we can, and I can tell you once again that do not despair. When our app comes out, it will be the best app you have ever seen, because we are Biafrans. We want to get it abundantly right. When the app for Radio Biafra comes out, the whole world will marvel. No one will have ever seen anything like it before. We are taking time painstakingly designing it. The designers will come to us, will tell them it is not good enough. They will go back and they will continue to redesign it until it meets the robust security standards that we have, because we are telling you that on a daily basis, we are getting hundreds upon hundreds of people attempting to pull down our website, but we have the security against it. That is why you can see it. If you want to see the list or the IP addresses from where these attacks are coming from, we can mail them to you. We are talking about these attacks in their hundreds. People are trying to pull down Radio Biafra because Radio Biafra has made it possible for Biafra to be the number one topic on the internet. It is the most trended, it is the most followed topic on the internet, thanks to the work that our listeners are doing. Thanks to the work that all of you on the Facebook page are doing. Thanks to all the work that those of you on the page is doing. And thanks also to all of you visiting and commenting on the website. We are asking you to maintain the momentum. Keep up the good work. We said by the time we are finished, by the time we go home, to sweep away the workers of iniquity from the house of God, all the corrupt politicians, all the so-called corrupt and compromised leaders, the whole world will hear about Biafra. That is why we are here. Biafra is slowly migrating to the consciousness of the people. We must sustain the momentum right at this very moment. We need the help of people to be able to carry out this work. Radio Biafra is currently trending as the most talked about topic online, and we don't want that to fall one inch. We are very grateful to everybody who has made this possible. Later on, we promised you yesterday that only 16 people has contributed to Radio Biafra. We've had quite a few today. We'll be going through their names to remind you of your obligation to sustain this radio station, to remind you of your obligation that the responsibility for funding the Biafran struggle is entirely yours and yours alone and nobody else for that matter, because we are the ones who are interested in getting Biafra, nobody else. So it is our duty to fund this very noble enterprise. There must be something you can't do. We don't want people to wake up in the morning and say, oh, all hail Biafra. God bless Biafra. We want you to do something. Once again, if you want to join what we are doing, we are also asking people to go. Do not be shy. Do not be ashamed of yourself. Do not be ashamed of Biafra. If you have not added your friends on the Facebook page, it means you are afraid of Biafra. You are ashamed of where you come from. You don't want your friends to know who you are. That is why we are asking you to go onto Facebook and add your friends. If you don't know how to do it, you can ask any of the admins. You can ask Karamonde. You can also ask Bere as well. You can also ask what's needed. Is that Catherine? You can ask Uchemefo. You can ask Zini, who's Eziada, she's called. All these people are admins on Radio Biafra. You should be able to ask these people what to do. They will tell you what to do. If you're in difficulty, inbox them. They will guide you on what to do. Don't just be a listener, be a doer as well. We want everybody to be active on this very quest for Biafra. Everybody is important. When people say, as we'll be covering later on, who is going to get us Biafra? You listening will get us Biafra, not us here. Everybody together will get Biafra, not just a few people, but everybody working together seamlessly in one direction. That is what ensures that Biafra is with us as quickly as possible. Once again, we welcome you. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I have Karamonde with me and also Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. We'll speedily go to our headlines this evening. Of course, we acknowledge that the announcement has taken a while, but it is key because spreading the message and the news about Biafra is fundamental in what we're doing. Making people understand the need to have Biafra is key. That is why you must tell your friends, even if you have your grandmother beside you who is 90 something years old, tell your grandmother about Biafra. Everybody needs to hear that word. B-I-A-F-R-A. Biafra must be ringing in everybody's mind. We must eradicate the thinking that Biafra is not a word, which is why when you write Biafra anywhere you are, you see a red line underneath it. We want to take that red line off, and the only way to do it is to keep pushing, is to keep reminding the world that we exist as a people, and that is the purpose of the global demonstration. People don't understand it. We'll explain it to them. People must know that Biafra exists as a territory. There are people called Biafrans, and we are going to get Biafra here on this earth, not in heaven. Once again, we're welcoming you. We'll just go speedily to the headlines to bring it to you, and then we'll take your calls this evening until you are tired of calling us. We promise to remain on air this evening until you are tired of calling Radio Biafra. This is our station. This is your station. It belongs to you. If you want us to work 24 hours a day, we will do so. All we are asking for is for us to understand the importance that media plays in the propagation, such as getting your message across to people all over the world, especially if you're fighting for your freedom, if you're fighting to be free from slavery, especially if you're part of a zoo. The Zoological Republic of Nigeria were reporting this evening that Jonathan and David Mark have vowed to keep Nigeria indivisible. This is a blow to everybody who is thinking that good Lord Jonathan will be able to help us get Biafra. Good Lord Jonathan publicly vowed yesterday to remain, to keep Nigeria as one indivisible entity. He vowed, he did not make a pledge or a promise, he vowed to use the might of the military to keep Nigeria as one. This is Radio Biafra. We'll bring you the news the way it happens. We don't doctor anything. We don't take anything away. This is not a propaganda station. We give you the truth. Good luck, Jonathan. It is reported he's vowing to keep Nigeria as one. This is not the first time that somebody answering Ezekiel has done the same thing. We are reminding good luck this evening that what happened to Nnamdi Azikiwe will happen to him. Other people have tried to keep Nigeria as one. Other people who are non-Hausas have tried, and they have all failed. We are asking good Lord Jonathan this evening and all his advisors, those we know that are listening from Abuja, to go and tell the president of Nigeria that Radio Biafra is saying that the route he's embarking upon is fundamentally flawed. It will lead to his death. We are predicting this evening once again that should good Lord Jonathan continue upon this path, he is likely to die in office. We are asking him to understand, to obey the handwriting on the wall, and to allow Biafra to exist. Let him be like Mikhail Gorbachev in USSR. Allow this monstrosity, this zoo, allow the animals in this zoo to be free. That is what he has to do. He is pledging to keep Nigeria as one. That is our signature headline this evening. Good Lord Jonathan and David Mark, the speaker of the, the president of the Senate, is promising to keep Nigeria as one. That is what they are saying. They are vowing to keep it as one. We are also reporting, this is the news from the northern part of the zoo, which is Nigeria, that 2015 presidency, the northerners, the northern elders, are saying that they will sanction anybody who supports good Lord Jonathan. This is to show that there is trouble brewing in Nigeria. Anybody who supports Jonathan from the north will be sanctioned. And when Hausa Fulani people say they will sanction you, that means they will kill you. That is what they have started with Boko Haram, and it's going to sustain, and it's going to last until they make sure that good Lord Jonathan is not returned into power. Good Lord Jonathan on his own part is vowing to keep Nigeria as one. The same mistake that every other politician from the southeast has made, the same mistake that every politician from Biafra land has made in the past, notable amongst them Nnamdi Azikiwe, who said Nigeria must be one, Agu Ironsi, who said Nigeria must be one, Ekweme, who said Nigeria must be one. Now we have good luck, Jonathan. And let us put Okadibo in that bracket as well. Let us go and ask ourselves what happened to these people. If good luck, Jonathan doesn't want to die in office, he had better make sure that Nigeria disintegrates before the 30th of September of next year, which is when Nigeria officially expires. If you put atomic bomb in Nigeria and blow it up, come the 30th of September of next year, nobody will blame you, because the useless zoological entity ceases to exist as a place worthy to be inhabited by human beings. We are also reporting this evening that President Goodluck Jonathan, in a twist of irony, is now claiming he is going to clamp down on MASOP and OPC because they are clamping down on Boko Haram in the north. His Hausa advisors have persuaded him to clamp down on MASOP and OPC. This evening, we'll be asking good Lord Jonathan, is it the same MASOP that is campaigning for you that you're clamping down against? Are you then saying that people should not campaign for PDP? Is that what you mean? Because MASOP is campaigning for you very openly. We have the video to show it. Are you now telling us that MASOP should be locked up for campaigning for PDP? We don't know about OPC, but we know that OPC is a dog that barks that doesn't have any bite. They are controlling their place without collecting money from Utupak. They are not threatening anybody. They are not threatening the unity of Nigeria. Why are you saying you will clamp down on MASOP and OPC? That is what good Lord Jonathan is saying. The northerners have put pressure on him to also launch the same security offensive in Biafra land and also in Oduwa land, which is the western part of Nigeria. They are saying this evening, what good Lord Jonathan is saying is that they will clamp down on MASOP and OPC. We are asking good Lord Jonathan, is MASOP vile? Is MASOP even meaningful? It is a toothless dog, a toothless poodle lying somewhere. Why are you disturbing innocent people? Have we not died enough within MASOP? The bodies in Ezu River, does it not belong to MASOP? All the people they shoot at sight in 2006 by P2B, is it not enough? What else are you going to do to our people as we fold our hands and watch Nigeria massacre us as usual? We'll be asking ourselves this evening, what are the implications of having this type of nonsense happen once again, where there is an attempt on the part of the northerners to equate the nonsense happening with Boko Haram with the activities of a campaign of a pressure group like MASOP. We don't want that to happen. We don't want to lose any more people. We don't want our people again to be thrown into jail. And we are saying this evening, insofar as Radio Biafra is not in agreement with the criminal leadership of MASOP, we will not take kindly to any attempt to forcibly impose any draconian rules or laws on MASOP membership itself. We will defend them to the hilt. We are making it very, very clear this evening for good Lord Jonathan to steer clear. If you think that because Radio Biafra is against MASOP leadership and because of that you can come in and try to divide and try to clamp down on MASOP, we are telling you no, you cannot do that. It is our internal problem. We will solve it internally. It is not your business. We are asking you to leave MASOP alone for now. Let us deal with our problem the way we see fit. We don't need Nigerian government intervention. The problem is not beyond us. MASOP is not a militant group. It is not a criminal organization to that extent. We only criminalize ourselves around Onitsha and all other main cities like Aba. We are not affecting Nigeria in any way, shape, or form. Why would you then come and say you want to clamp down on MASOP? We are reporting the news in summary. Very brief summary this evening is that for those who think that the country may disintegrate, words of caution came from the President, Good Lord Jonathan, and Senate President David Mark on Wednesday. They insisted that the nation would remain indivisible despite its myriad of challenges. The two leaders and others spoke in a commemoration of the nation's Democracy Day. This is Good Lord Jonathan saying that the country is indivisible. He has vowed in public. That means that he would deploy troops and army anywhere he feels that the integrity or the sovereignty of the country is threatened. We are also reporting this evening that 2015 presidency, the North may sanction any pro-Jonathan politicians in the North. Indications emerged on Thursday that the North might sanction prominent politicians from the region found to be fraternizing with President Good Lord Jonathan with a view to scuttling the desire of them occupying the presidency in 2015. The North is making it categorically clear. You can see them. All these news are on Radio Biafra website. If you go to Radio Biafra website, you'll be able to see all this news. It is all there for you to see. What we are bringing you every evening is the news already contained within the website. So we encourage you to go there and digest this information. Just don't read the news the way they read it in Nigeria. Go and look at the meaning behind the news. Because of the work that Radio Biafra is doing, if you go to other Nigerian websites, these days when they write a headline, they will tell you the meaning of that headline. It's never happened before. It is because of the work that Radio Biafra is doing, because we tell you what is behind the news. We just don't read you English language, because English is not our first language. We explain it to you in layman's terms so that even somebody who is not lettered will be able to understand what we're saying. This evening, we are reporting that the North is basically saying that anybody found to be working with Good Lord Jonathan is in very serious trouble. They have not taken 5 billion like Ohaneze. If you watch, it is only Ohaneze and the leadership of MASOP that are quiet in this whole incident. Niger Delta is burning. We are asking Good Lord Jonathan, why is it that you're not clamping down on MEND? Militant groups armed to the teeth, hijacking ships and stopping oil flow. You have not gone against them. Why are you coming against MASOP? That is a local criminal organization run, which you yourself sanctioned. You gave them the license to do kidnapping in the Southeast. We know that. We have all the information. The license for MASOP to maim and cheat and kidnap is from you, Good Lord Jonathan. When Waseke himself was made a justice of peace, a peace ambassador by your wife, Patience, Jonathan, your wife made Owasuke a peace ambassador. How then are you coming and telling us this nonsense that you're going to clamp down on MASOP? That is crap. I will not accept you this evening. Please, that is the news we are presenting you, the headlines and the very brief summary. I'll go to Dr. Gemba before I come to Carol to give us his views, his perspectives, his summary of what he has said this evening. Please, Doctor.
Yes, thank you, Nandi, for that lengthy and informative introduction to the today's headline. Let me start with the president and the Senate president and what they said. Obviously, you see, whatever these leaders say, quite honestly, I take it with a pinch of salt. In the first place, I don't expect them, and the new one will expect them to say anything otherwise. At least they are still presiding over the affairs of the Zulu Republic. They are still de facto leaders. While it lasts, they are still enjoying the prerogative of that comes with their respective offices. And most importantly, remember, they swore an oath as part of taking office that they will defend. Obviously, you don't expect Jonathan, even if he directly or indirectly, you want Nigeria to break up, or you don't want to Nigeria to break up. You do not expect, no one will expect you to come out in a so-called democracy day to come and announce, say, okay, we will do everything possible to facilitate the breaking up of Nigeria.
No,
of
but he doesn't have to make the statement. He doesn't have to make the statement.
No, Nnamdi, he is the chief executive or the commander-in-chief. He swore to defend the constitution. I don't expect him to say anything other. He has to make the necessary noise to appeal to the audience he is addressing. Remember that each time a leader makes a statement, he is appealing to a specific audience he is aiming at. He knows that when he talks that to us, to Biafra people, it means absolutely nothing to us because our interest is not in a united Nigeria. He is addressing those who think that he is weak. He is addressing those who say that he did take action relatively late against Boko Haram. He is addressing those who think that the belated action he took against Boko Haram is not and will not yield any tangible result. This is the people they are addressing. They are not coming to address me or you or the ardent listeners of Radio Biafra, those who want to get out of Nigeria today, tomorrow. This address is not directed at them. For us, the address is just like the water you pour on top of a feather. It will spill out immediately and will not make any impact. So he is addressing the people so that they will know that he is doing something. He is the president and he is making the right noises to confirm that, yes, I am the chief executive. I am going to do everything possible to keep the country one. But he is making a mistake. You do not use force to keep country together. You do not use rhetorics, word of mouth, addressing a rally to keep a country one. All you need to do is to do something tangible. If the people you want to keep one, do they want to be one? What is it, the criteria on the ground, to prove to you and to outside observers that you want to keep the country one and that the country want to be one? Are you telling the Boko Haram that want Islamic Republic that they want that you want to keep them by force to be in Nigeria? Are you telling the African people that are sick and tired of playing a second fiddle in their own country? Are you telling Ijaw and the people of Niger Delta, which is also a Biafran territory, that you want to keep them you want to force them to be together when you are using the resources from their land to develop all other areas and giving them peanuts, when you are degrading their environment, suffering, pulling down everything they use as a people, everything they have as a people, destroying it? Is it the way you want to keep them one? Is it the Yoruba people, regardless of the fact that they are not making the right noises, they want others to do the hard work for them so that they will fit in? Is it the country you want to put you want to keep together by force? Is it the people of the Middle Belt who said, we have had enough of playing a second fiddle to the Northerners, that we are only recognized, accepted, regarded, required during election to make up numbers to keep them in power? Is it the people you want to keep together? Jonathan and his Senate president and whoever want to listen or whoever they are addressing to, people, I can guarantee you, why they are saying that within the same audience they are passing, they are just over in their mom, I don't know how to express it in English. What is he talking about? You are talking bull, you know? People within the audience, because people are tired. People are telling you, do you want us to live together? Why not call the people you want to that want to be together? Why not call them together? Ask them questions face to face. One brother, do we really want to be together? Let us agree on a table. If we want to agree, live together as one country, fair enough. what are the conditions? Then they say, this is what I want, this is what I want. And if the answer is no, then how do we do it peacefully so that we can still disagree, but at the same time, we remain brothers and sisters? So you cannot, it hasn't happened before, where you hold a country by force. Let you go and ask Gorbachev and the former Soviet Union. Let you go and ask Yugoslavia. Let you go and find out what happened to Czechoslovakia. Let you go and ask what happened in apartheid South Africa when they think that they will use force by force to keep people down and permanently down. It is not possible.
They cannot succeed and they will never succeed. What we are saying and repeatedly saying is that good luck Jonathan's approach and tactics will not succeed. Boko Haram is coming from the same belief, from the same school of thought as Al-Qaeda. United States could not defeat them. Russia could not defeat them when they fought the war of conquest in Afghanistan. What makes good luck Jonathan to think that where force has failed in every theater all around the world, that somehow force is going to fail in Nigeria? If not that we don't trust the people to our left-hand side, we would have said this is the time Nigeria cannot fight a war on three fronts. The army will be too stretched and they will be massacred. They cannot mobilize on three fronts at the same time. Only if Yorubas were trustworthy. That only if they were trustworthy. The best thing to do is to advise them to open up a front on theirs. We open up a front on our own. These people are fighting in the north to be free. Nigeria is finished. But once again, as it has happened in the past, when one people want to be free, the others will gang up against them. Before Carol comes in, let us try and take this call and see what they have to contribute. This is Radio Biafra. You're very lucky. The first caller this evening, give us your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Reverend Ipacho, and I'm calling from London.
Reverend, lower your radio and talk to us via the phone, please. Lower your radio. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Lower your radio, please, and talk to us via the phone, not the radio. Don't turn it down and talk to us via the phone.
Yes, I have done that.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, I have heard what people are trying to address this evening, the issue of keeping Nigeria one. First of all, I want to thank you for trying to address this issue. It is very simple. What the North have said, they said that in 2015 that Jonathan will not be president. And the East, as a bloc, have not ruled Nigeria for the first time. Now we want to go and allow them rule themselves. They want to use force to bring us in. I want to assure you that by 2015, Jonathan or Nigeria cannot be able to hold the division. The separation of Nigeria will come on its own because everybody is tired. And what the North are doing, and what they are saying now is quite clear. Except Jonathan is foolish. Jonathan is not foolish because he is educated. You should read the handwriting on the wall. Let us allow the North to go. If they say they will not allow the North to go, then what else do they want? I can assure you that by 2015, there will be nothing like Nigeria. The adage that goes says, he who feeds the piper dictates the tune. They are living in glass houses and they are throwing stones. What more can we get than to attend to Israel? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Reverend, and thank you for calling in this evening. There is a Reverend, he's calling from London. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. If you want to join this conversation, you know where to go to. It's always the same number. It is always the same Skype number. It doesn't change. You can also text us as well, either via the phone or on Skype. We'll read it out as much as we can. This is Radio Biafra. A lot of people are trying to get through all the time. If you don't get through, keep trying, but also keep listening. We don't want you to come on the air and then start asking us to read the headlines for you because you're struggling to have your voice heard on the radio. This is from Ibe Damian Ume, who is saying, Biafrans are not happy with One Nigeria. Boko Haram are not happy. OPC are not happy. What are we going to do about it? And what we are going to do is what we are going to tell you this evening. Let us also go back to the line and see if we can take this call from Skype. The caller on Skype, please. That this is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, my brother, the director. Nnamdi Kanu. My name is Ikechi Enyiagu. Once again, I'm calling from Malaysia.
Enyiagu,
I want to use this opportunity. Thank you very much. I want to use this opportunity to speak directly to our so-called president and brother, Goodluck Jonathan, and also to refer to, what is his name? It's David Mark of the Senate.
David Mark of Abandoned yes. Property. This was the man that told Rivers people to seize our property. This same man.
I want to talk to you, Mr. President. In as much as everybody loves the position of a president, the position of the president of a good country, I want to tell you that he should stop trying to bite more than he can chew. Nigeria as a whole has taken the Igbo for granted. We have been pushed to the wall. You cannot even begin to imagine, even if you gather all your advisors together, you cannot begin to imagine what you have implanted in the Igbos. When we strike back, the time we begin to strike back, we will destroy from the head to the toe. You look at what we have done to our brothers. We've not done anything to all the Niger Deltans in spite of the hatred that has grown and gone to this moment. We've not done anything to them. Even the abandoned property from us, we've not done anything about it and decided not to do anything about it. But if you step further, if you think you are going to repeat what our brothers have done to us, what Nigeria has done to us, if you think you are going to repeat it on this generation, you are going to die in that post. If you intend to stretch, to overstay your welcome, if you intend to stretch your leg on anything concerning you again, to spill blood in the name of presidency, you are going to die in that place, and we are going to tear your body, and we are going to face the Niger Deltas, because we have done everything to show you people that we are not problematic. We have done everything to support you. If you dare fight us, you are going to die in shame. You are going to see yourself in shame. I'm addressing also, I don't care language this moment. You know my name, you know where to find me. If you think there is something you can do, if you think you have authority over heaven and earth, come and try anything. But I'm telling you that this fire that you are trying to set against the Igbos again, you can never imagine what you have implanted in us. You can never imagine what Nigeria has implanted in us. There is an adage in my time that says, Achu then want Achu by any homa. If you begin to pursue a child and pursue a child, one day he's going to run to salvation. The Igbo of today have run to that salvation. That salvation is our Igbo consciousness. That salvation is Igbo comeback. You cannot continue what Nigeria has done. We have shown every manner of what do you call it? I don't know what they call it in English.
Servitude, loyalty.
I mean, kind
of Odibo. Servant.
Yes, thank you very much.
Servant. Odibo.
We have
Servant.
Done all those roles, and it's not working. You will be surprised what will happen. And if even you told us one time, the president, I'm still talking to you. He told us one time that you remember when he had no shoe. Well, you are going to go back to that place if you dare to stand as a go on again from that your position to command, to give order for a single Igbo blood to be spilled again. I swear, heaven is going to come under you. Not just under you, but you are going to carry that curse upon your brothers because we've been patient enough. Then I'm addressing that idiot that calls himself David Mark, a fool. I don't pity you people. Nigeria is, I never knew Nigeria was like this until I begin to study, until I begin to discover, to read history. It's just a survival of the fittest. And if you grab it, you will stand there begin to make noise like Kabat and the rest of them. Mere opportunists, idiots. How I wish I had my hand on your neck.
Thank you.
Whatever you have done against our people, David Mark, you will never go free. Even if even if Biafra, even when Biafra separates from Nigeria, as is going to happen, the people that are saying 2015 are wasting their time. It's already happening. It's already settled. It's already happening. And those who oppose it are going to die trying to oppose it. If you, even if you think you are going to be free, even if you change your mind today and say, let us divide, you will still pay for whatever you've done to us. So, my brothers all over the world, the Igbos all over the world, it is time for live or die. It is time for live or die. It happened in all the... what is it called in Libya? The king of Africa, the so-called king of Africa, he was not able to limit them. No,
he was hiding under the gutter. He was hiding under the pipe in a gutter. That's where they dragged him out from. So if Jonathan thinks he's powerful, a whole Gaddafi was hiding under the gutter. And the Greek killed the idiot.
When he starts, there's no way to run. I'm just appealing to their conscience. I'm just appealing to their conscience. Nigeria, the first article that I wrote was the attitude of a repentant nation. I wanted Nigeria to repent. I wanted people to understand that there is nothing else in this world apart from you and I. But Nigeria proved to be worse every day. Nigeria proved to be... Look at Malaysia that I've been here for many years. I see Igbos and I just cry. You cannot imagine what the Igbos are going through in this place. And
Now, hold on. Ikechukwu. Ikechukwu.
Thank you.
There's something I want to remind you and to remind our listeners this evening, which may come to them as a shock. The same Malaysia you're talking about that is now growing and is so fascinating, our people are there using laptop to talk, internet connection is very good. Do you know where they got their economy from? Do you know where they got it from?
From Nigeria, the same Nigeria.
Not from
the
Nigeria.
Palm tree and the rest of them.
No. They came to Olonam Farm Plantation in Omuahia. The same Dr. Muhathir Mohamed was a student of Dr. Michael Lokpara. What you're seeing in Malaysia was how Dr. Michael Lokpara planned to develop Eastern Nigeria, and he did it. So this same, the Mahathir Mohamed, these same people today who are refining palm oil the same way you refine crude, we don't want to give them all the secret. People don't know what we are going to do. If they think that we are going to use bitumen to build roads, they are mistaken. We are going to use vegetable oil to build our roads. People don't understand how far we have gone in this thing. The same economy that is driving Malaysia, the same man responsible, Mahathir Mohamed, responsible for the miracle that is Malaysia, studied at Omuahia. Olonam Palm Plantation at Omuahia under Dr. Michael Lokpara. That is to tell people that the stupidity, the pervading stupidity and hopelessness in the country, an average person cannot understand it. If you detach yourself from Nigeria and look at Nigeria, you will begin to ask yourself, God, that these cannot be human beings. These are not, they are not, they look like human beings. They talk, they walk about, they carry notebook when they're going to class, but they are not humans. To call them an animal is to insult the animal kingdom, to be honest with you. They have nothing in their brain. For a country to be producing crude oil, you don't have light, you cannot build road, you can't have petrol.
It's a curse. It was a curse. Now he has become an abomination. And the only thing that the response to an abomination is to crush it. Nigeria has become an abomination. I'm telling the president, I'm telling everybody who cares to listen, Nigeria has become an abomination. And no abomination is fit before a man's eyes. As I was telling you about the Igbos here, I'm also wanted to tell you about the Hausas. I've been here for many years. All the Hausas in this place, from 1 to 100, they are all in school, study one thing or the other. And every month, they are receiving no less than $2,000 for each person. And most of them buy tickets and go back home. And when they go back, I know what I write for people that are doing master's degree without having a degree. And they are back home in Nigeria now. And they have offices and they have their cars. And they are telling me we are one Nigeria. And they are still killing our people in the East. And our Igbo governors, I'm sorry for you, your matters are small. But I'm telling the Nigerian entity, the spirit that rules Nigeria, it is time to decide your boundary, to know your boundary. Don't overstay your welcome. Don't encroach to my soul. Don't encroach to Igbo land. If you dare, you will die, and you will die, and we'll celebrate on you. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much. That was a very powerful rendition by
Ikechukwu Enyiago from Malaysia. We also want people to spread the news about Biafra. We want the whole world to know what we are going through. It is not Biafra. It's not for Igbo people alone, or Idoma, or the former Biafrans, or Ijaw. We want everybody to hear about it. So even if you have your friend on Facebook who comes from, I don't know, from Afghanistan, you add them. We know how to deal with saboteurs. We add them. We want our enemies, as somebody said on Facebook, we want our enemies to watch us crush these people. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. Come and watch us, because we're going to succeed. So you best know, because we are there in truth and honesty. So we're not ashamed. Come and see us. I wanted to say, following that in the north, the Reverend said that it was said that it's supposed to be gone by 2015, that Nigeria would fail. But it's interesting to note that US statistics have already confirmed that Nigeria will fail by 2015. The political system that you're set on there, which is supposed to be English, I can tell you, is not an English.
Let us tell this. Sorry, let's tell the caller on the phone from Israel. We can see Israel number. Please stay on the line for Carol to finish. The caller from Israel, stay on the phone. Please, Carol, continue.
The other thing I wanted to say is, like, in America, it's divided up into states, and those states, each state has its own law. You can't go and from one state into the next state, so, and the laws cannot go from one state to the next state. So you can't find the NYPD, the New York police, down in Texas and killing people, because that's not the way it runs. In one country, you can shoot a gun out the window. In one state, you can shoot a gun out the window. In another state, you're not allowed to carry a gun. So, you know, this is the same with Nigeria. It's never going to succeed, because it cannot in its greatness, because it's too many tribes, too many differences.
Too many nationalities. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We can raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Mr. Imam Bekalo, Richmond, calling from Israel.
Richmond, great man. That was the man who was feeding me. It was at Richmond's restaurant we were staying in Tel Aviv every evening, debating and having some very fine argument. Please go ahead, Richmond, my brother. The world is listening to you.
Yes, I can hear you. And we are now
in Igbo Day. Okay, you people are at Igbo Day in Tel Aviv, is that correct, or Jerusalem? Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, where are you?
Yeah, everything is okay. We want to see how you people are doing. And we're already in the party of Igbo Day, so we want to acknowledge the fact that we understand what people are doing, and to tell you that we are okay here. So the holy
boats
are here.
So the holy boats are there. Ngwana mse ke bo wani inoku ka ma ni igbo ni nezurezu na Tel Aviv ta. Bot wonu ha ka ha zoku.
I ka ko no leba na wa so na mo ha ti ka igbo gi. Ya ni ko ju no ni ne wa ne me na ai ko do ni ya.
Thank you. That is good. So Israel is united and you people are partying today. As a result of it, we are grateful. Is everybody there? Is everybody that I saw in Israel? Is everybody there? Every faction there? Is everybody there? Every faction, is everybody there on this occasion? Every faction that I saw in Israel. Thank you very much. We are grateful. The whole world is rejoicing this evening that Israel, which is our spiritual... Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The world is listening and they are very grateful that the unity that Radio Biafra planted in Israel is germinating. It is growing. It is a wonderful thing and you people should carry on. We are right behind all of you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless the whole of Israel and all of you. You people are doing very well. And continue to pray for Radio Biafra. Continue to pray for all of us until we get Biafra.
So keep doing the good job you are doing.
Thank you.
Keep doing the good job you are doing.
Thank you very much. And God bless all of you. Thank you and God bless all of you. Thank you very much.
These are our people from Israel. Israel is united, moving forward, exceptionally formidable. Very. They said that in a park, they said they were going to call today. They said that in a park, having found all of them, all the factions together, that is the spirit we want to take to the new Biafra. We want everybody to be together. We want to be one. We want to be our brother's keeper, and we want to make things happen as well. So what Israel is doing, Israel was fractious before. Now we have healed the division within Israel. Everybody is together, and we want them to continue in this very spirit. We want our people in Israel to be one. We want them to love one another, and that is what they're doing this evening. We have a caller on Skype, if you can get the call. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. We have Christopher on Skype. Are you there, Christopher? No, the line was unstable. Let us go to Dr. Egemba to tell us what he makes of this very development in Israel, that the whole of Israel is partying, that they are together, things are moving very well, and they wanted to call Radio Biafra to confirm, to prove to the world that the newfound unity in Israel is holding very strong. Doctor, please.
Yes, that is very, very interesting indeed. And they have lived up to the expectation, the promise they made to you, not just to you, and to the entire Biafra nation, because you had them online. We were all together, listening together, and took on board everything they said. And now they are living true to it. That is very good. It is the spirit that we want to continue as the country that we, where I can say we can trace our origin from. It is not acceptable that they will be singing from different hymn books. They are now that the different hymn books has been torn and they have produced one and singing from one. That is the way it should be, and they must continue like that. Let me add quickly here with what our brother said from Malaysia, Iketukwe Nyadu, a man of God, a person who has dedicated his tribe. I think he's a pastor, and a very good one for that matter, writing a very fine book that we will still come back to. You can see the anger in his voice. You can see the passion. This is what the federal government and other people don't seem to understand. Igbo people have been pushed so tight to the wall. They are boiling in anger. You can hear it in his voice. That when a man said that, if I see you face to face, I will strangle you with my hand. I mean, that's to show you the level of annoyance and anger raging. Not just on my brother, it is raging like that in the mind of all, most of our listeners today, in the mind of all the people suffering in Biafra land today, in the mind of all the people that is going through abject poverty in Nigeria, in the land of plenty. You are sitting on gold. You are sitting on plenty, and you are lacking. You are hungry. You are in poverty. What sort of punishment is that? This is what is building up. What is happening in the north is going to be what they call the chicken change. When this time around, if our people are provoked again, we will either fight and achieve what we want, or we will fight and die. We will all be exterminated. Then nobody will live. Then that will be better. So we use our land to do whatever. We will prefer to die. Just as it happened during the slave trade, some people said, no, I cannot take this chain. They jump overboard and died. Some of them, some survived, fair enough. But this time around, it is either we have what we want, and there will be no either Nigeria at all, or there will be no anybody in Igbo land to call Biafra, then we know that there's nothing.
Yes.
For how long, up to when, shall all this happen?
Nobody knows up until what time, but we are hoping and praying that in the not too distant future that our people will be able to rise to the occasion, to rise to the challenge, to meet these challenges head on, and to be able to extricate ourselves from the useless place called Nigeria. Once again, if you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra, we have advised you, if you're a listener and you're not a doer, you're not a Biafran. There are some people who are still terrified. Ikechukwu Enyeago has been able to make it abundantly clear where he is, what his name is, and is throwing a direct challenge to Goodluck Jonathan. What we're advising Goodluck Jonathan to do is that he is our brother. We recognize Ejo as being part of Biafra.
he should not try to play the hero or play to the gallery. If he thinks that giving $5 billion to Hanese has bought our silence, if he thinks that making Owasurike a justice of peace has neutralized MASOP only to come today and be talking nonsense because of what Radio Biafra and Bile Human Rights are doing, he is clearly mistaken. We don't want anybody to underestimate our resolve or the level of anger that we have in us. The reason why we talk all the time on the radio and we speak and we broadcast is not that we don't have the means to go in and start carrying out action. But we are, Biafrans, a substantial amount, number of us, we are from the Igbo stock. In Igbo land, there is a saying, "Nana jibuche monopu nogu tupu arawaya." We want the world to know what we are going to do before we do. So when we do it, nobody will blame us for it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello. My name is Morgan. I'm calling from Europe, in Lisbon, actually.
Oh, Portugal. At last, we have Portugal. Morgan, because you're calling from Portugal, you stay where you are. Portugal is important to us. Stay where you are. Stay where you are, Morgan. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello. This is Yodam. A long time now, I've been trying to get one get you, but it hasn't been easy.
The world is listening, not just us. The whole world. Once I can confirm I'm listening to you, the world is listening to you as well. So go on. There are a lot of mosques where we come from. If you go to Ebonyi State, which is capital is Abakaliki, they have taken over half of Ebonyi State. What a lot of people don't understand is what is happening. We must tell people the truth. They don't listen. They don't want to listen. It is in Igbo land. That is where the mosque is, in Ebonyi. If you agree to free education, you convert to Islam in Ebonyi State by Martin Elechi. Martin Elechi was the man they brought in after the war as a saboteur with Obabi Asika to govern Eastern Nigeria. East Central State.
What I'm saying is that, at least my friend here, for long we have been saying, we have been warning. The problem with our Nigerian people is that our Biafran people is, it seems they even love that Hausa people. Because all the time my friend is a Samara, she doesn't talk. I represent her speaking. But we have been writing all every sort of thing here. Nobody ever, not even a person, has ever given us reply about that. When I was telling them that there is a mosque at Owerri, they have laid all strategic points to make sure that they track Igbos. I keep on telling them. Even people who are traveling home, I will tell them, why do you get allowed Hausa people to build this thing here?
They're allowing them to build it. The reason why they are building it is because we are poor. We want money. They take oil from Egbema. They take more oil from Okwa. They go and give it to Hausa people. Then we say to Hausa people, please give us some money. They will say, okay, although this money is your money, but before you take this money, you have to convert to Islam. That anybody who, you see, our people are abroad. My sister, hold on a second. Our people, we are living abroad. We are in London, in Amsterdam, in Lisbon, in New York, in Toronto, in New Delhi, in Adelaide, in Tokyo. Go back home and see what is happening for yourself. If you go back home, you commit suicide at home. If you go to Ebonyi State, you kill yourself at Ebonyi State. At what is happening? If you want free education, Ebonyi State cannot give free education. Hausa people are building their mosque and their schools in Ebonyi State. Then if you want to go to school in Ebonyi State for free, where there is chronic poverty, you have to convert to Islam. And the people are dancing and saying, they are demented, they are deranged people. These are the tools with which Lucifer is working. These people are not human beings. Some people are saying they are Igbo people, they are mad people, they are insane. Okay. With their useless red caps all over the place. They are mad people. They cannot reason properly. They gave Hanese $5 billion. That $5 billion can pay for schools and hospitals in Ebonyi State to stop us from forcibly converting to Islam. But they will not do it. They share the money amongst themselves. Go for Jamboree in America. Saying they're going for World Igbo Congress in America. Going for Jamboree. When our people are dying. Our people are suffering. Our people are being converted to Islam by force because they want to go to school. You're telling me that we should fold our hands and keep quiet? Is that what they're saying? We should keep quiet?
Okay, what I'm asking is that that means I am only taking a boy, not a matri yoka. Then I know I have a one of this jamos, a bomb, where that is it. Okay, a bomb, you can have bomb, all this.
We cannot bomb it, my sister. We cannot bomb it because Wazirike said if he catches you bombing any mosque, he'll hand you over to Nigerian police. Which ironically is the same was looking at Jonathan is telling us that Masop is under watch. They know the game they are playing. They want to stop us, but they cannot stop us. The mistake they are making is to underestimate our resolve. They cannot stop us. Please, my sister, stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Again.
My name is Morgan. I'm calling from Lisbon.
From Lisbon.
I was invited by my friend to this Radio Biafra. I want to make a contribution about Biafran people. The most important thing for Biafran citizens or Biafran people is education. They should make sure they have education. Try to pass the message to all Biafrans to have education, because education is the key foundation of any country to be successful in the world. So if Biafrans do not have education, even if they are being free to have their own country alone,
yes, I think the world is listening.
If there is no education. So education is the most important. You should also preach about education. Pass it to all Biafrans for them to have for them to be educated. This is the most important thing. Because if there is education, Biafra will stand very strong in the future, even if they are being free. So I would like you to encourage and to pass this message to everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you and God bless you. Education is important. Let's ask our sister. My sister from Italy, Adam, they are saying education is important. When Peter B is taking the money belonging to a number of people, 15 billion, to go and build a shopping mall, when the Theodorji is using the money belonging to Abia to go and buy up industries in South Africa, bought Aloma Hospital in Omoha and gave it to the wife, when Roger Sotocha is using our money to Islamize Imo State, using our money to go and be funding his campaign to be the president, when Martin Elechi is the one inviting Northerners to come into Ebonyi State, listen, people don't understand. When they say that we don't have any school to go to, people say go to education, that the schools have crumbled. We challenge anybody to go home. Leave where you are staying. Go back home. Don't go with convoy. Don't go on a jeep. Take ordinary public transport. Go and check out the local schools. And you see what is happening. Mine went to Government College Omoa. I had the same school that Chinua Achebe went to. The same school that Cyprian Ekwensi went to. At Government College Omoa, I had a house. The boarding school I went to, my house was cousin's house. Cousin's house is it has crumbled. Where my bed used to be, there is grass growing there.
So anyway, the advice, I am one akowabo. Come when Oko Kandrat and I understand that Lebanese in an Ankanye, none of that northern state. This is Kedina here, Syria, all these things. I am not an hour. Na Kano State, and even what camp for and the houses. So, what I understand is that now actually wife are out. Then, in the name he kick and had you name money. And that they were lying. This is what I understand.
They are taking our land. Of course, they have taken it already. They have taken our land already, yes?
This is only our plan, huh? Because everywhere, happy in Kara, in Hagi, you must have said, and engine, a jack translate, your matter, my Kani Puru and Zuko, Makayim Kani, that is anything. If we are Abu Plan, Emre Mekob, I'm a honey here, Ubani G, in the chat, because.
My sister, one more from Italy. Host, stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name and where you are, please.
No, you don't reggae.
Welcome, my guy. Ndewo. Go ahead, Prince. Go ahead.
Okay. I say I'm contributing. I hand the Indi Bolile Neku.
Go ahead.
Obi dị m mma na otu nshi na-aga ama m na ụwa niile na-anụ ihe m na-ekwu.
Yes.
So ihe m chọrọ ka ọ ahụda na ụwa anyị nọ n'ime ya now, ndị Igbo akpala ahụ na Naịjirịa, and we can continue this way because
Tupuge Gani,
it's been a long time.
Kebi Sinapo, Tupuge Gani, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, go ahead, please. Malaysia, yeah. Great people.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, we're going that now. We have to give Nigerians a fight, and the fight we are going to give them is not the type of fight which we did during the Biafran time.
That is correct.
Carrying arms or whatever. But yes. What we have to do now is digital one. You see, we need to sit up. Our so-called leaders have rubbed shit on our faces. And it's the high time we sit up and let them know that we can't continue this way, and we can't condone them. Somebody like Governor of Anambra State is a typical stupid man. And he's no longer among us, and he can't continue to live with us and continue doing what he's doing to us, because what he's doing in Igbo land is not the type of leader we need in Igbo land. In Igbo land, if somebody is not doing the way his people want in those days, adoring Amiri, and the next thing we hear that the person is no longer there and everybody will seal it up. Anybody or any person, including myself and you, that have been traveling all over the world trying to unite the Igbos, trying to make us proud. None of us are bigger than Igbo or Igbos as a tribe.
That is correct, yes.
What I'm trying to let you know is this. What I'm trying to let you know is this. If anybody is trying to be Okoro, Chozrika Onyewieni, definitely Naigaro Jionyaha. And warrior at any point in time. I know that all these so-called leaders we have in Igbo land, from Federal House of Assembly and the State House of Assembly and the Senate Assembly and what have you, they have their errand boys, and they're listening at the same time, just like you and I are listening. They give them information back. And I am sounding it now. It's not a warning, it's not a threat, but it's the way we should go, a way to go. That when the time comes, they will not find a place to hide. And any hole that contains them will contain us.
That is correct. That is correct. Yes. That is correct.
We have to sit up.
Yes.
How many are there? Okay. Let's take Nigeria is approximately 160 million people. And Igbo may be approximately 50 million people, if I'm not mistaken.
You're not. Go ahead.
How many leaders do we have? Are they up to 3,000?
They're not even up to 100. This
can't we sit up and tell them that this is what we want? Even now, they are trying to play politics. Even now, the Ohanaeze have collected billions or whatever, and they keep continue collecting. We can't litter all over the world. We can't litter all over the world. We have to put ourselves together and tell them that this is what the Igbo wants. This is the leadership we want, and this is who we want to lead us.
That is correct.
You know?
That is correct.
Igbos are most intelligent people in this world.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. This is not politics. It's never sentiment. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, of course.
So what I'm trying to let Igbos that listen to us, hearing with me, and doing all these things, we are not happy.
We are not. No, we are not.
We don't even need to import arms. We can assemble home and begin to manufacture them. We did it when there was no technology. What about now?
That is why I'll give you an example, my brother, and thank you for calling. The example I give is that with the presence of Radio Biafra transmitting via the internet, Biafra is the highest ranking trending talking point on the internet. Just a few people with multitude of listeners all over the world. We are making things happen. As you said, talk less of now that we have the technology. We are going to win this very battle. We'll be rest assured. This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name of where you are, please. Turn your radio down. The caller on the phone, what is your name and where are you, please?
Hello. Hello.
Yes, go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? I'm Wolsey, so I'm in England here, I'm in London. So Basalo Ihem Yaneku. Yotawu.
Yes.
Yen Neku Nuchenka Kam Nihane. Nihani Naneku Bepalania. mana nke mbụ n'ihe m na-ekwu na anyị ga-eji nwayọ ka anyị na-asụsụ aka anyị na-atụgoro ụsọ ka anyị mentain igbo anyị bikos na ihe niile ha anyị na-ekwu ihe a na ọkwa n'ọsọsọ ndị igbo anyị ihe na-ege redio anụwa ndị hausa n'onwe ha mọta mọtụhị ya anyị nwa na-achọ ije je dọkọta bụ biafra anyị n'aka ha ha ncha na anụ oyibo anyị na-asụ n'uche nke ma na-ekwu onwe onye chọrọ ikwu ihe dị mkpa na ihe anyị na-ekwu na kpatara ndị a na-agba ka a na-ekwu ya n'olu be anyị emere ana ihe akwụkwọ ọnọdụ ka anyị niile ga-esi wel na-agwakọrịtakwa onwe anyị okwu wee na-atụkọrịta alụ ka a ga-ezugọsị na asị na-agbaka ka nyụọ mamịrị ọnụ ọgba ụhụ otu a ga-esi wee mmekọrịta ihe niile a na ka o were ihe niile nwere anyị isi ma ka m si ahụ ihe niile na-emenụ ụzọ anyị na-aga wụkwa a na-ekene gị na mbụ ị na-agba ụzọ anyị na-aga agwa nke anyị si afụta ya na anyị ga-ada ụzọ anyị na-aga anyị gagide otu o si edo anyị ga-enwe mmeri ọ bụ eziokwu ndị anyị na-aya ọmadụ ka a na-aya ndị anyị na-aya wu ndị ọchịchị anyị nọ n'isi wu ndị na-anọchite anya steeti niile dị na ala Igbo ọ ha nwawo ọya anyị na-aya ọ ha nwawo nsogbu anyị nwere nsogbu ndị Igbo na-enwe maka na mmiri na-etinye isi wele agbarụ onye m na-ekwu n'uche nke m wu agha a na-ebu ha maka kosimedo ndị ọchịchị anyị niile ibe m ibe ha nọ na-anọchite anya ndị Igbo ha na-ege enwere m olile obi aṅụrị dị m na ha na-ege ha nọ na-egelu ha na-ege redio anụwa ibe m ibe ha nọ na naanị ihe a na-ekwu bikos n'oge ọ ga-esu ha ga-agba ọsọ ha ga-agba ọsọ ọnwụ oji tetabụ ma ọdụ agbo ọnwụ na ha ga-eme amendmenti gagharịa bịa nọgharịa ma chenji ọnọdụ ha na ụdị akparamagwa ha na-akpa soghachikwazi ebe mere ihe na otu ọ ga-esi olu na-adụrụ ndị be anyị na mma a ga-agbaghara ha mana ọ bụrụ na ha enweghị ike ichenji ọnọdụ ha na-emekwa ihe otu a ha si eme ihe oge ọ ga-esu ha ga-agba ọsọ obodo ahụ a ga-agwa ha na obodo a ha na-achị achị n'oge a na ọchịchị agazigharị ha n'aka ana ha ga-agba ọsọ ọ bụrụ emerika wuru obodo ọzọ ha ga-agbanazi obodo ọzọ ji ebe a na exi kwanazi ebe a bikos ha ndị obodo a ha tụrụ anyị mebie na-eme na ihe niile na-eju anyị ike ha anaghị etinye aka ka otu a ga-esi wee mee ka ọ dịrị anyị mma oge ọ ga-eruo na ọchịchị ga-adụzi ndị Biafra n'aka ha ga-agba ọsọ bikos ihe niile ahụ agba mbọ n'oge a na-aha na-ekwu okwu ka a ga-esi wee nweta ihe a ka o wee dịrị anyị mma ha niile ga-ata afụfụ ya tụọ ihe m na-ekwu ihe niile ọrụ arụ a na-akpara ihe niile na-aga n'anya and kosinedo nke onye na-ekwu okwu ya na-egbu okwu ya nkenke bikos na oge mgbe oge anyị hụrụ wee ego ka ọwụ ka unu nwekwa unu na-eme ihe niile ọ gara aga nwee ike inwe oge wee mee ihe ọzọ ka ndị ụna na-akpọ ka enwee ike ịnabata mbụ ozi n'igwe maka ndị na-akpọ na nwee ike enwee ike inwe ka alụ nwee ike ịnabata ka enwe mara ihe a ga-eme nke ọtụ ihe ahụkwa ha ọdụ nne na-agbarụ nwa ya bet na enwere m olile anya na a ga-anọgide ọgwa anyị enwe mmeri onye m na-ekwu na nke m
iwepụtakwala onwe gị ka ekwena ụzọ gụnwa ga-esi nọ na ịnọ na England ka ụzọ gụnwa si na-akwado Biafra ka ụzọ gụnwa si na-enwe
mụnwa na onwe m ana m akwado ihe mewụ na mụnwa na onwe m ana m akwado mma rejista ha na bikos ihe ọnwa nwanne ụnya ka m gere ihe azụzi so nke tata m na-egewu nke ugboro ịbụọ na-ege wuchiwu na ọdụ m obi mma mụnwa na onwe m na-akwado ibe ya emere ihe donetion enwe m ịntanetị anọ m na laptọpụ nkịta ọ na laptọpụ m ka m si ege ya mma ekwucha okwu aha mụnwa na onwe m anaghachi aka na-abawe n'ọnụ mma abanye n'ibe etiri ihe a si onye mara ihe ego na ọ ga-atụ ya tụọ onwe ihe m nwere ibe ahụ etinye m ya kwa ọnwa ọwụla ana m etinye bikos ya ga-eri ego ka esi na-edu one aka ha nwaanyị ka ọ na-atụkwasị dị ọrụ na ụgwọ 1000 pounds ka m nwere wuru 2000 pounds ka m nwere every month ara m etinye one ma believe m bikos ihe ahụ a sị na ọdụrụ isi mma ọdụrụ agụwa mma orizi isi orụ agụwa ọgwanyị na-anụ kịta ọgwanyị na-anụ maka ụmụ anyị n'ọdịnihu ọgwanyị na-anụ ha ahụhụ ọgwa na-anụ maka anyị nwa na onwe anyị mgbe amụgbo anụchagwa agha ewuo mmụọ m ndị na-anụ agha ahụ oge ahụ ha na ha anụ ya n'ụdị na ọha ga-eri uri ha na-anụ ya maka ndị
ndị aga amụta so ọgwa anyị na-anụ kịta anụ nwa kwadoro ụmụ ụmụ anyị mma na ọhụ fa ya na ha anụ ya fa anyị nwa mana ihe siri ike mmadụ ga-enye anyị ga-enye mbụ anyị ga-ebidogodo anyị bido a na-azọpụ okwu ije bifo ihe ndị ọzọ anyị sara mbụ mmadụ onwe m ego ọbụla one ma one mara na-enweta ọnwa arị m esi ya ibe a onweghị ihe na-eme ihe anụ wee bidogo awụ igwe awụ mwapụ adịghị hụrụ anyị ga-enweta ya so kosinedo Chukwu ga-agbaghị ume gụnwa na onweghị na-ewepụta taịmụ na-etinyere ihe anụwa a na m ekele gị na-ekele gị na-ekele si gị ike chineke nna ga-agbaghị ume adịna onye ọ na-enwere mbibi bụ onye ga-awụ onye mmeri a na-enwe m olileanya na ji achụgide ihe a na tụrụ onye ibe ibe obere ma nwee chebiko ọsịna oji ihe nwata wonye aka elu akara yi ọ ga-ewepụe ndị awụsa ji ihe anyị wonye aka elu kamgbe ụwa oge erugo agwa agba atọrọ nwa ngwere
thank you very much. Make it equal. Ndewo. Make it equal. Ndewo. Ndewo. Let's go. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Lower your system, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Lower your system. Lower your. He's not following us at all. We want him to lower his system. If he lowers his system, we'll take his call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes. I'm Jifaya Sindyoko from Plateau State. It's my indigenous of Biafra.
Go ahead. Make it very brief. Go ahead. People are waiting. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. I just want to congratulate you people for the work you people are doing for us here, and I pray that God will protect you people there and protect you people too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we are progressing here. We are progressing here too much in Plateau State, sir.
That is very good. We heard that yesterday. We heard that Plateau State is making a lot of headway. We want people to hurry up because we want to go back home where we belong. America said that Nigeria will end in 2015. We are saying we want to hasten it up and make it 2014 because if we allow it to enter 2015, a lot of people will die, especially those in the north. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless all of you where you are. The caller on Skype, give us your name. Can the caller on Skype turn the system down? No, they are not listening, so they are off. Once again, let us go to Dr. Egemba. If Dr. Egemba is there, please, if you can come in. You have heard what a lot of people have said. You have heard what I have said and don't know what you make of it. What is your assessment of what has been said by our brothers and our sister calling Radio Biafra this evening?
I am listening with great attention. And one of the comments I want to add to is the brother who said that we need to concentrate on education. Now, education, I understand him, is not just maybe not necessarily classroom education, like maybe in normal institutional education, like we are doing in Radio Biafra. There is a lot of ignorance out there. People don't know. Now, it is important that we have narrowed it down. We, as one of the callers said, after all, this politician, how many he said are there 3,000? No, they're not 3,000, as you said. There are a couple of hundreds.
But doctor, I'm sorry to say, please, I'm asking Tochukwu on the phone. Tochukwu, stay where you are on the phone. Let us take this call on Skype. Tochukwu on the phone, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Israel. This is Emeka Obuayalu from Israel.
Emeka, great man, the host of Radio Biafra in Israel. Go ahead, please. We are all listening. The whole world is listening this evening.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your efforts.
This cup is very clear.
We love you. I will continue to love you. We talk too much that it's time for us to get into action. Let's find a way to do something as fast as possible because the people we left back home are dying. They are killing them. And we cannot continue. By the time we come back, we will find desert and empty houses and empty land. We need to do something as fast as possible. We cannot continue to talk. If we didn't, we have done it long time ago, and it's not making any headway. So we here in Israel, we are united. We are happy. We are ready to act if you people give us the order to go ahead.
You have the order this evening to go ahead and do whatever is necessary. You go ahead and do whatever you feel you're meant to do in order to propel this struggle forward. Israel is our headquarters. You people are leading this struggle. We want to be led by Israel. Israel is closer to God because Jerusalem is the dwelling place of God on this earth. People must understand that. So what we are saying this evening is that you people at Israel are at the coalface of this struggle spiritually. We need you to drag us. And as we said before, if Israel is united, we are all united. If Israel is united, we are all united. That is what we want to say.
We are united here.
And how many of you are there?
They just went into the party. Your driver is here to talk to you also. He brought you from the airport.
Okay. Yes.
Mr. Philip Okeke from Israel.
Yeah, that was the driver that drove me in my chauffeur from the airport. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I didn't see you since then. Before
that
you
is
left.
Correct. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I didn't meet you. I didn't see you. So after the day that I dropped you there in the restaurant that I go because I couldn't have chance.
Thank you very much. That's no problem. Thank you very much.
And I'm in the park for the meeting today. So I'm very grateful. I'm very happy that you come. And I'm very grateful that what you did for us now today, the day you came. So we are going to put her an order for our own Biafra.
Yes, that's very good.
I'm very grateful for what you did for us.
Thank you very much.
More effort in it.
Thank you. It is the work of God. God asked us to go to Israel and preach peace in Israel, and we did. And today, all of you are partying together as one family, as God in heaven intended it. It is the work of God that the editorial board of Radio Biafra is doing. I am just a mere messenger. They send me and I go. Anywhere they ask me to go, I go.
The boy is on Skype.
I'm grateful. I didn't come on radio to talk. You know, I didn't come on radio to talk since then that when they are having misunderstanding, they come to Israel because me.
That is not what you should discuss.
Okay. But.
Yes. Go ahead and speak your mind. This is Radio Biafra. Speak what is on your mind. Go ahead.
Everybody, we are now in peace. Even I'm with my chairman here. With you here now.
Yes.
Remember. Our chairman, Ikemba, is here with me now.
That is wonderful. That is great news to hear that all of you are together embracing.
I wanted to talk or speak with you.
Yes, go ahead. And with the world, not just me, because anything you say to me, the whole world is hearing it.
Yeah, good evening, viewers from around the world.
Thank
Greetings
you.
From Israel, shalom.
Thank you, shalom. Go ahead.
We are all sending you solidarity from Israel.
Thank you.
Today we are commemorating the Biafran Day in Israel.
That is good.
All of us are right here. We are all united in spirit, in unity.
Yes.
Even our brothers from Ibibio and Efik and some of the minority tribes in the southeastern Nigeria, they are here with us.
That is very good.
So the entire Biafra Foundation is presented.
That's very good.
And, we are assuring the rest of the world that we will do our own quota to make sure that actualization is realized.
Yes.
It's been a long time our people are suffering. You know,
please, chairman, can you tell those talking to stop? Because the world, we want to portray a disciplined image to the world. We can hear them.
Like I was saying, it's been a long time the people of Biafra have been suffering. They've been milking us dry, the resources in our land, developing the north. So time has come for us as a people to do what we have to do. So from Israel, we will do what we are going to do. We have to do exactly what we can to support.
Yes.
We have already made most of the inroads, like, we intimated you when you came. We have links within the religious establishment of Israel, and we have also links within the political establishment of Israel.
That is good, of course, yes.
So when the time comes, we in Israel, we are assuring all our brothers worldwide that we will do...
And sisters as well.
Uh-huh. So in Israel, Igbos and Biafrans, we are solid, united in one accord and one unity.
That's good.
So actualization is now or never. Let everybody have all hands on deck.
That's
good.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So just keep doing the good job you're doing. Be rest assured that we have your back.
Yeah, we are behind.
We are solidly behind Odio Biafra.
Thank you very much.
We're all in Israel.
Thank you very, very much, Mr. Chairman. We are very grateful. Israel was exemplary when I left Israel. The solidarity, the oneness, the unity, the brotherhood, the camaraderie between all of you was exemplary, typified today. That everybody, will, regardless of their views before, once we converged and made peace, everybody is out today partying and enjoying on Biafra Day celebration, including our Ibibio and Efik cousins, where we come from. God will bless all of you. We say shalom once again. Israel is our spiritual home, because even if you're a Christian, you're from Israel. That's the meaning of it, because Jesus Christ is a Jew. You're from Israel as well. It's from the house of David. People sometimes they forget. The meaning of Christian Judaism means that you're from Israel. That's the meaning of it. If you believe in Jesus, you're also a Jew. You're also a Hebrew, an Israelite, because you've been allowed to come into the
kingdom. And then we Igbos, you know, when you came here, we discussed it at full.
Yes, it's resolved. Some people are still, you know, sometimes anywhere you go to, after all, we are Republicans, we speak our mind. We don't, if I'll be surprised if we go out to that and everybody says, yes, Biafra, 100%, I'll be scared. We need one or two people to be mad to remind us where we are going. Because without all those mad people at the periphery, you won't know where you're going. When you make mistakes, you won't know. That is why we welcome debate, we welcome criticism, we welcome any type of analysis that will make us focus on what we're going to accomplish. God bless all of you in Israel as we embark upon this noble cause to get our freedom from the zoo called Nigeria. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Shalom from Israel. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom. Everybody say shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Shalom. Yes, that's our brothers. I don't know if Tochukwu is still able to hold on the line.
I'm a very kind
man. Please go ahead. The world is listening to your voice this evening from London.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Welcome, Onnamdi. I'm from Israel. It looks like you've achieved a very great feat.
Yes, the M was achieved,
To Israel, because I'm very, very pleased from what I'm hearing from the callers from Israel, saying that even the minority group, which made up the former Eastern Nigeria, are all united in Israel.
Yes.
That's absolutely brilliant. I want to say thank you very much for what you've done and welcome back. And also the editorial board, I want to give my regards to them as well.
Yes.
Let me go to the topic of the day and sort of the responses which I've been hearing. You can see that obviously people are charged. The atmosphere is charged. People are waiting for the clarion call, you know, to begin action, because I think it's about time the youth. I still believe all of us are still young people. People who have been calling so far, except for a few of them. You know, I think they've seen that, you know, enough. You know, they've seen that enough is enough. You know, our leaders have taken us for a ride. The Northerners have taken us for a ride. Everyone has taken us for a ride, and I think now they are saying enough is enough. You see, this is the sort of heat which I love to sort of feel, because now it's clear. You know. It's clear that, you know, we must take action as soon as possible. Even because every time I hear on the radio of the Islamization going on in the East because of the poverty ravaging our people, you know, it's almost for me to start weeping. You know, I begin to question, you know, myself. You know, I begin to, you know, probe my conscience. You know, what am I still, you know, doing here when my people are dying in poverty and, you know, being converted, you know, forcefully, like you said, to another religion which was different from what our forefathers laid out for us, you know, all because of the poverty in the land, you know, all because of our leaders have sold our birthright, you know, to them, you know. So, but I think it's about time we all, you know, begin to plan, you know, to take action in terms of, you know, get something going. You know, even if it means, like I suggested before quite a while ago, you know, that I think Radio Biafra should have an arm that is charity-based, you know. I'm an engineer. I'm also a project manager. I'm able to, you know, coordinate projects and charity works. You know, I have my own business. I'm able to raise funds, you know, via my business for the charity arm of Radio Biafra. Because we need to begin to take the bull by the horn. We who who sort of have had the opportunity to come out here, gain education, make a little bit of money, you know, we need to begin to think home. We need to begin to think of saving the situation, because if we don't, believe it or not, you know, people at home, they are all craving like to go to school, you know, and I can imagine a poor family, you know, having no other option than to convert to Islam to go to school. You see, this is horrible. You know, hearing it on the radio, I was almost shedding tears, you know, because I couldn't believe, you know, how bad this has gotten to, you know. And I hear you obviously commending people from all over the world about the number in terms of volunteering, and I'm wondering what is up with London, because it doesn't seem like you give any attention to the home front. I don't know whether it's because we are responsible for the hosting of, you know, Radio Biafra, but I don't hear you saying about what is going on in London, because I personally, yes, I might not be the best person to get into a fight physically. However, I know what my capabilities are. I know what I can give, you know, be it military coordination, or be it project management, be it funding of this project, you know. So,
yes.
I mean,
it's... Dojugu, what we want you to do is that you have spoken very eloquently. Each time you call Radio Biafra, you speak exceptionally well. What we are saying is that we said that Radio Biafra is an open platform. What it means is that if you have any idea you think can help us accomplish Biafra, all we are saying to you is that you bring it to the attention of the board of Radio Biafra, and we'll then be able to allocate the right people to be able to do that very work. The board is meeting tomorrow for a very detailed meeting to analyze, to look at where we are, and even possibly set a date for the worldwide rally. We have said it before. What I want you to do, I'm not trying to preempt the board, what the board is going to do tomorrow, but what I would like you to do in the interim is provisionally, is to begin to prepare all necessary moves, all necessary paperwork, to make sure that the department for which you're very keen on takes off immediately. Because we must realize this. Everybody is needed in this struggle. Everybody is needed in... We cannot get you... The editorial board of Radio Biafra cannot get you Biafra. The people that will get it is you and I. Ordinary people. All of us will get it together. Because as an aggregate, what we said is that if we implement every Igbo adage, regardless of where we find ourselves, and in tune with whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, we'll succeed. We need to pull everybody with us. One thing we cannot do is to lie. Lying and deception is what made MASOP very, very weak. Now they cannot speak. If I was leading such an organization, good Lord Jonathan cannot make such a statement. As the Northerners have opened up a front in the North, we open up a front in the East, and I know that the cowardly Yorubas may be pushed to do something. Shame will make them to do something. And then Nigeria cannot fight on three fronts. This is one simple. Any child knows this. No army can fight with its back being attacked at the same time. You cannot. That was how we lost the war. When they gave Port Harcourt to the... When Kensa Wiwa gave Port Harcourt to Adekunle, and Adekunle landed, everything was finished. Because we cannot sustain the defense of our back, and we cannot sustain the defense of our northern borders at the same time fight a war at the back. Nigerian army cannot sustain a war opening on three fronts in Nigeria. They will crumble within 48 hours. Because they will have no base to go to. People, Igbo sons and daughters in the army today cannot see an army marching towards the east to come and attack them, and they will remain in the army. They will say no to it. The same thing with the West. God in heaven is telling us that the Nigeria has to end next year. Every sign is there. It is our inability to support this noble effort. I tell you the truth. If we get 100 people supporting the work that Radio Biafra is doing, this news you're listening to now will be told by other people by this time, even before this time next year, in a different tone altogether. That is our promise to anybody. Every people must realize that every help that has been given to Radio Biafra, we have surpassed expectations. It is due to the work that Radio Biafra is doing that the word Biafra online on Facebook at this point in time is the highest trending word you can ever find. Because we know what to do. We know what to do. We have spent 23... We are old men. We have spent 23 and a half years researching how to get Biafra without mistake. And there will be no mistake this time around.
as long as what God is asking us is very simple. Keep your hands clean. Don't lie. Mm-hmm. Don't cheat. That's don't steal. Don't deceive. Don't dine with the enemy. And Biafra will come. The impossible becomes possible. What Radio Biafra editorial board did with Radio Biafra, Radio Nigeria cannot do it. If you like, ask them. They can. What I'm asking anybody to do is to tell me that they can phone any radio station in Nigeria and hear their voice on radio at the same time all over the world. Go and try it and see if it is possible. We are doing it because we are blessed children of God. We are Biafrans. Anything we touch our hands on turns into gold. We are blessed people. Direct from the house of God himself. God bless you, my brother, and we shall be in touch regarding these very important points you raised. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. I'll do my best.
Thank you. God bless you. Let's go to Skype now. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, you are on to the whole Hello? World. Yes, give us your name. The world is listening to your voice. Go on.
Okay, my name is Obinwale Chinyaka.
Yes, where are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
The world can hear you. I'm saying yes, I can hear you. Go ahead and make your
okay.
point.
Donald, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, this is Obi Wan Nechinyaka.
We know. Yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
Calling from New Delhi, the India.
Yes. Go ahead.
I just want you to help us connect to our brothers in Mumbai because we have started our meeting here
Delhi. You started the meeting in New Delhi. So, stay where you are. This is important news you're bringing us. Stay where you are. Don't go away. I'm coming back to you. Stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello. My name is Samuel Okori. I'm calling from Ireland.
Samuel Okori from Ireland. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to ask... I call the people at home. They said that they can't get Radio Biafra. You know, that the Radio Biafra we are talking about is not existing in the eastern part of Nigeria.
Radio Biafra, do the people you're speaking to, do they have any smartphone that is internet enabled?
They don't have that access because it's an old woman, you know.
Now, that is what we are saying before, and we'll explain it again. It's a good thing you brought this issue up. We'll explain it again very clearly this evening so our listeners all over the world can understand.
Yeah.
For Radio Biafra to buy a transmitter to send home will cost us in the region of £28,000, which our brothers, £28,000 to buy the transmitter that will make it possible for everybody within West Africa to receive Radio Biafra. As we speak this evening, the people coordinating that effort, because we cannot do everything at the same time, are our brothers in Australia. Australia, under the chairmanship of our firm. Yes.
Let me contribute now. Why can't set up about maybe 50 or 20 people? Say, okay, let us contribute 1,000 to get that transformer.
Well,
some of us can able to do it.
My brother is, maybe you can. Can you coordinate it from where you are in Europe?
I can contribute 1,000 naira to buy transformer. If you get more,
no,
people,
it's not 1,000 naira. If you are saying 28 people, it has to be £1,000 each.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, if you get like 28 people, we can able to do it, and which we have the people that can able to do it. It's only to, you know, people to organize ourselves. Then we do it properly.
What are you going to tell them that we've not told them? It's only 16 people that has contributed to Radio Biafra. Okay. And because of what you have said, we are going to read out their first names. Because this is Radio Biafra. We keep everything clean and open. We don't have any stupid secret
just
here.
Just organize 28 people. So, okay, I myself, I can put that. No matter, I try to contribute every monthly.
Yes, so, my brother.
He won't stop me contributing, but this one is a special one. So
if we go
a long way.
I agree. Now, I want to explain something to you, please. This is a true. Let's stay where you are so we understand this very clearly. People sometimes think that when people like you speak on the air, they will think, oh, our brother from Ireland has pledged £1,000. He's going to give it because of that. Let us not do anything. They forget that we need to be prepared. We need to get TV. We need TV. We need radio. We need to make sure that our young men on the ground, going to do the work on the ground, of course, Radio Biafra will be there leading from the front, is sufficiently equipped. We don't want to start something we cannot finish. It is going to cost money. Before you proceed, no, my brother, stay where you are. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Stay where you are. We want to explain something to our people this evening. That the people that has contributed funds to Radio Biafra in the last, say, in the last 1 month are these people. Because I know King Onigbo very well. He wouldn't mind his name being pronounced in full. It's King Onigbo. Vincent, he knows his surname. Vanessa knows the surname. That's a lady. Ogochukwu knows the surname. John, you know your surname. Valentine Osuala, I wouldn't mind his name being called. And our brother, Fred Onyale. Nenaya. What are they? We read it out for you. All of them. So that people can... this is for this month. The month of March. I'm just giving you an example that for the month of March, this is what we have received for the month of March. King Onigbo, Vincent, Vanessa, Ogochukwu, John, Valentine, Frederick Onyale, Nenaya, and a few other brothers that said that they shouldn't mention their names. That is what we are saying. It is here in black and white. We need funding to be able to do this work. We know what to do.
That's what I'm saying, Nandia. What I'm trying to say is that if you have 20 people or 28 people, so okay, 1,000 to each. People that, very people that, important people that want to commit themselves on this journey, then tax us for 1,000. Then we do it. And the things will start to happen, Because I have a friend from Cotonou, and I told him about it. He said that people at Cotonou are not hearing it. They don't know about it.
If they have a smartphone, if they have a smartphone and they have online, we know the importance of putting this thing on radio. Part of we have negotiated with the company, we also have a deal to broadcast Radio Biafra on satellite, so Nigeria cannot jam it. We have all these things planned. We know what we are doing because we tried shortwave before. Nigeria kept jamming it every evening. We were wasting money, hemorrhaging money, selling our houses, selling everything we have. Everything we had, we put into shortwave broadcasting. Nigeria kept jamming it. We said, no, let us go online because they can't jam this particular means. That's why we are doing it. That is why we are saying if we have help, there is nothing we cannot do. If we get help, Nigeria will expire next year. Right now, Nigeria is burning. They think somehow that Radio Biafra is part of MASOP and they're saying they are mistaken because we are far more little than them when the time comes and the world will know. This is Radio Biafra. Anything we say, we do it. The world will know when we hit the stage to clear that land of every manner of iniquity. Heaven itself will know that we've arrived. It's not a question of talking to Vanguard or Guardian and saying, if this thing continues, Nigeria will be ungovernable. Nobody has monopoly of that. That is bunkum. When we start, there will be no end. We either get Biafra or we'll all die. We will all perish in that. Everybody, including Shell, BP, Ajib, everybody will collapse on that land. Then there'll be nothing left for anybody to eat and steal anymore.
They will fight.
Thank you very much. What we want you to, if you know people who can make up, I will forward your name and number to Chukwu the Ofoma, who is the principal benefactor of Radio Biafra and one of the sponsors of Radio. To be honest with you, it was Chukwu the Ofoma that paid for the ticket for us to go to Israel because there was no money. Chukwu the Ofoma bought the ticket. He funded the FM station back home. He bought us the tickets to travel. He has been doing this thing all the time. Funded for Radio Biafra to come to Australia together with Okezie Ogu. Okezie Ogu is the chairman of Biafra Alliance in Australia. Between these two men, they have been carrying the burden of funding most of Radio Biafra activities. With the editorial board here in London.
Terrible, Chukwu the Ofoma. In Igbo land. I know many people like that. But you know, they have a couple of people.
If you know them, you contact them. If you know these people, you contact them. Chukwu the Ofoma will contact you. And then our job here is to broadcast. If you can organize it there, we tell you the type of specification of the transmitter we want and the antenna we want. You people can go and buy it. We don't even want to see the money. We don't want to be confused with money. We don't want Radio Biafra to be doing Radio Biafra. I know Kwekwek all the time. We don't even want to touch it. That is why we need to expand the editorial board worldwide so that the finance function of this station goes out of London to somewhere else. So that anything the board decides that is needed to fund Radio Biafra will then be remitted back to London. We want to be as clear and as transparent as transparency can be, so that the world will know that what we are pursuing is greater than life itself. If you get Biafra, my dear brother, if you are part of the people to get Biafra...
You know where you are going. Oh. I am here now. It's only going to set you up.
Thank you very much, my brother.
I am here now. Forget. Everything will be okay.
Okay. Former will call you, please. Former will call you. Okay?
Okay.
I think this is your number, yes? This is your number?
Oh, my number.
Thank you very much. Afoma will give you a call. Thank you very much. Bye now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye. Yes, Dr. Egemba is there and has been waiting very kindly and very patiently. But doctor, I will have to crave your indulgence. We have our brother from India still waiting on the phone. Please let us go to him. Our brother in India, you've been hearing us. Please go ahead. You are back to the whole world. Tell us what is happening at New Delhi or Mumbai, wherever you are. Hello? The caller on Skype? Not following us. Dr. Egemba, are you there?
Yes, I am listening and enjoying what our brothers are saying on the phone, yes.
Go ahead, please. You heard
right,
from Israel. Where do you want to start? Is it Israel? Is it Ireland? Is it India? Where do you want to start?
Yeah, I know that I have a very limited time. I will try to crash all of them together. You see, first of all, our brothers and in Israel, they have lived up to expectation. This is just early morning, AM. Radio Biafra has helped to unite our brothers in Israel. It is important that you maintain that unity. If there is any crack, there will be crack, of course, in the family, in brothers and sisters, everywhere there is crack. Please, we raise alarm early so that we can unite to find out how we can patch it so that we can move forward. Please continue what you are doing and remain in unity. Unity of you, brothers and sisters in Israel, is very important. You must keep it going. And one other aspect I want to point out, I want to come back to this issue of education. You see, as I was saying, the issue of education is not just classroom education. And again, and most importantly, our people know the importance parents attach to education. And they are proposing, laying emphasis on that, successive governments are purposely playing down, running educational system down to force people to do something extraordinary. Legal, illegal, etc., to make sure that they bring up their children, to educate their children. Every parent will always want their child to be as more educated as they themselves are. So that is why our people, they know that they are playing on our people's intelligence. Instead of Richard Sokolacha to do what they need to do, instead of the Southeast governors to do what they need to do with the funds available to them, the one they are getting from federal government, the one they are generating internally, instead of them to use it judiciously to educate our people, they are purposely starving, running down the educational system so that people can be forced to look out elsewhere. Another alternative means of educating their child. And if a Northerner or Arab people coming to invest in the Igbo land in education is an alternative, they will jump into that without knowing the consequences. Innocent parents, people who want to educate their children, they will innocently send their child to this school to acquire education, but they don't know what is the content. They don't know the content of education their children are acquiring. They don't know that they are being indoctrinated. They don't know that they are being Islamized. They don't know that the governors are using indirect way to Islamize the children, to introduce Islamic Boko Haram, deadly Islamic doctrine into them, turning them into suicidal bombers. That is what they are doing. If parents don't know, That is where what we are talking about here about education. That's where the aspect we need to let our people know. You are sending your school to, your child to school. One, which school are you sending your child to? Number one. Number two, what are they learning? Who is the sponsor of that school? What is the content of the curriculum? What are they learning? Sometimes they can print out something in theory, in practice, in black and white as the curriculum. But what is obtainable in practice? Where are they sending them to? We are not there 100, your child is 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, you bid farewell, bye-bye man, gang cover, your papa no get, or gala school. What are they doing in school? We don't know. This is where the governors have come. This is why we are raising the alarm. And we don't know what the governors are doing with our children. We don't know what alliance they have formed with the North. The Arab world, they have money. They are prepared to do anything, to spend whatever that is required to make sure that they Islamize the whole world. They are doing it in America. They are doing it here in Britain. They are doing it in all over the world. How much less a poverty-ridden part of Nigeria? It is going to be a very easy prey for them. So this is where education comes. Send your children. It would be better that your child goes to a state school where they know that you are getting half-baked education, but their sanity will be intact. Than to go where they will go, it is free or it is going to be paid for, they are being indoctrinated. Now that from the evidence available to us, that part of Ebonyi State is being increasingly Islamized because of the cooperation, the willingness of the governor to sell out the blood of our people, to sell out the future generation of Igbo Biafran people to the Northerners without realizing it. This is the type of education we are talking about. Educating our parents, educating our brothers and sisters. You listening to me now, those listening to Radio Biafran now, you may have a brother, sister, parents at home. You may have nieces, cousins, a extended family. We know that we know how wide it can be in Igbo land. Where do they go to school? What do they study? It is up to you to find out, to ask questions. When your child comes to school, come back, you ask them, where did you learn today? Where did you go? You have to be interested in what is happening. If you don't ask, before you know it, your child will be turned into a Boko Haram overnight. They will turn to an Islamist fundamentalist overnight. Because we want free education. What type of free education do you want? You want free education for rapid Islamic indoctrination? Is this what you want? That is what we are trying to say here. In Radio Biafra, we want to educate our parents, brothers and sisters, not the children. We are not talking of classroom education. So that before you send your child to school, you know which school you are sending, even if it is paid for.
The fact of the matter remains that we are not investing in education. I remember very vividly in this country in 1997 when the former Prime Minister Tony Blair came to power. He said that education is his priority. I thought he was mad, but eventually I realized the importance of education. Our people do not value education. That is because we possess a mercantile mentality. But we must also say that education is not the end-all and be-all of everything. I have said it before and I'll say it again. There are panwentapas in the village who makes more sense than most professors. They understand the dynamics of how Nigeria works than most political scientists. So that is why we have to be very careful in trying to place too much emphasis on the merits of what I would refer to as formal Western education. The same way they gave us the Bible. As we said yesterday, I have difficulties in understanding how somebody who is uncircumcised will give me Bible, me that is circumcised on the eighth day, to tell me about God, when my circumcision is a clearest sign of the bonding that I have between myself and God. Once again, we're welcoming you if you're listening to us for the very first time this evening. This is Radio Biafra. It is now round
8:58 here in London, in a cool, brisk London this evening. Wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you. If this is your first time, we do encourage you to call Radio Biafra. We know a lot of people are calling and still remain to call. We cannot take all the calls at the same time. If it is possible to ration the calls to say, oh, today we are only going to take calls from people from West Africa, we'll try and do that. But this is an open platform. If you get through, please try and speak your mind. Radio Biafra has a three-step agenda. Only three approaches to getting Biafra, as simple as ABC. A very simple agenda. One, we are going to have a worldwide protest. We ask those, especially in India, to get their acts together. We don't know what is happening to our people. We want the desire, we want the zeal for Biafra to be burning in the hearts of our people. We don't want to be prompting you all the time. Please take the initiative on your own. Biafra also belongs to you. It doesn't belong to the editorial board of Radio Biafra. Biafra is also your own. All we are saying is that bring whatever plan you have for approval so it can be controlled centrally and delivered the same way that our board recommended this worldwide demonstration did it, and the same way that other people said we should have 10-man committees in each and every country. That is what we are doing. Let's go to Skype and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello, my name is Morgan. I called previously. I was the one talking about education. Like what I just listened right now, that education is not the most important. Like it's not the main priority. That even
it is. It is. That is a mistake here. Education.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, go ahead.
You know the problem. Let me use Nigeria. You know the problem Nigeria is facing.
Yes.
Nigeria is facing a problem of someone that is educated will not have the job that him or she is being educated. They give the job to somebody that they know. That is corruption. You understand? So if people are educated, get the main job that they are educated of, I think Biafra will develop very fast. But if Biafra should be Biafra today, and someone that studied maybe engineering start coming to apply for job in business department, and they give the person the job in business department while the person specialized on engineering, it will never work out. And another thing I wanted to emphasize about is that in Nigeria, in most part of the eastern state, I think they are really, really lacking behind. The only state that is kind of developing is River State. So if you see Anambra State, other states in eastern Nigeria, they are really lacking behind. But in western Nigeria, Lagos State, and some other part of western Nigeria, you see that they are developing very fast because they know the consequences of 2014, 2015. But in central and eastern Nigeria, I don't really know what the governors and what the government are doing in that place.
But we'll tell you what they're doing. As we've said before.
So I think education is very important.
No, it is important.
Like if you check China, let me tell you, I'm a master's student, I'll be graduating next month. If you check China during 1950s, 1940s, China was really lacking behind. But once the government came into power and made it mandatory that all Chinese people must have at least a basic education, look what is happening in China today. Look how America and European Union are scared of China, because everybody is at least educated in China and they use their education knowledge to develop the country. So if there is no education in Nigeria and in Biafra, I think it will never work.
Let's address your point. You're on Skype, so you're not running up any credit. I love what you're saying, and I as I said previously, I believe in education. Education is key. That is why I personally will be campaigning for, when the constitution or the manifesto of the new Biafra will be drawn up, I'll be campaigning personally for universal education and quality education from nursery school to university, free of charge for everybody, regardless of
this
who you are.
This is very important.
Now, that is what we are going to. That is the number one. Even if we don't have any electricity, we don't have food to eat, education and health, those two things
must be
funded from a universal pot. Everybody will receive it. It doesn't matter who your child is. Everybody will receive the same qualitative education available to everybody else. That is number one.
Another point is that inequality is another big problem in South Nigeria and Central Nigeria and Eastern Nigeria, because there are a lot of culture, a lot of languages, so that this kind of inequality divide people from East and South Nigeria. So if there will be a system of making inequality not to take place, I think it will be another priority and a good goal to support Biafra.
Yes, we agree with you. But there is the people you mentioned who are educated, the Yoruba people, are they faring any better than any other person?
They are not faring any better. But if you check out what is happening in you see how the development is going faster.
Hang on, let us take it one at a time. Good Lord Jonathan is a medical doctor, so I was led to believe. I don't know. He's an educated man. But he doesn't know how to run a policy. It's very simple. Dr. Michael Okpara was educated. He had the fastest growing economy in the whole of Africa at 40% at one point. Sam Mumbakwe of Imo State, of blessed memory. These men are dead. These are the only two people that developed what you... Every industry you're seeing, this is what people don't know. If you come into Igbo land, any viable, decent factory that you look at, industry you look at, was either built by Dr. Michael Okpara or by Sam Mumbakwe. I think Nwobodo commissioned a few as well. Every industry they built, I can name them for you. If it is the Nkalagu cement factory, if the Olonam palm produce, the oil mill you have at Eleme Junction in Port Harcourt, oil mill there was built by Dr. Michael Okpara.
So I'm from Elelewo myself.
Thank you very much. So this is to tell you that if you put in people with the right ideas, that things will happen.
This is exactly the point I am saying. Because what is happening, Nigeria is already a failed country, you understand? Because they put people that are not qualified for any position, you understand? Yes. People that are not qualified for a particular position, they put them in that position because they know somebody or they have friends in that particular office, you understand? But I would also like you to say that, to make sure that Biafra does not make the same mistake.
But it cannot. And I will tell you why.
Another thing, I'm happy because the origination of this station is from London. I don't really know where it comes from, but at least it has at least some experience. You understand? So with the experience you have living abroad and the one you have in Nigeria, you can combine it together and also educate other people maybe that are based in Nigeria.
That is true, and that is what we're going to do. And thank you very much. We've come tonight. Your contributions are very, very nice. We like it. But we'll have free education. Your suggestions are very, very good. We are going to have free education for all. From not just free education. Not you have people attending a local comprehensive school while the son of the minister is attending a posh grammar school somewhere. That is all bunkum. Everybody will be selected on their merit. Everybody will be given the very qualitative education that they deserve. Those whose talent are geared towards more craft or more what I call artisan or trade. Let me even ask Dr. Egemba, where is since we're teaching education, where is Ahera Trade Center that was meant to be producing people working on stone and metal and woodwork? What happened to Ahera? Did we go there at some point in the past or what?
Yes, we did. We visited there and we observed the solid state it is. Ahera Trade Center is just very not far from Ahera Junction when you are going from Owerri to Umuahia. It is still there, but it's just like any other popular institution in Igbo land. It is in a solid state. Of course, you know that I visited. I was with you. We visited together. And see the solid state of your alma mater, the Government College Umuahia. What happened to Government College Umuahia is a replica of what is that what happened to all those premier educational institutions, Nado, Hamad Milen, Amar, just name them, BMGS, CKS, Umuahia, Arugo High School, Holy Ghost College. And so on and so forth. Just go there today. They are just a skeleton. They are living in past glory. Emmanuel College, where? Name them. All these colleges are living in past glory. If you go there today and you were an old boy or old girl, as the case may be, St. Catherine's, Utre, and so on and so forth, it is in a very sorry state. So, what is obtainable in one place is what is happening in another, you know, it is run down. That is it. You can see the infrastructure, you can see the remnants of what they were before, the carpentry section, the wood, that's the wood, the Doctor,
the thing is that there are areas in no, we don't want to tell them. If we tell them now, Nigeria will copy it. They are criminals. We won't tell them what we're going to do. But there are key areas in the economy that isn't lawyer or doctor or engineer that is key. Even more important than these disciplines in the development of an economy, it is reserved for Biafrans. If we say it now, Nigeria will copy it and say it is their own idea. We are saying no. Here at Radio Biafra, we are equipped from across all spectrum of disciplines. We will build Biafra to be a model nation that even God himself will be proud of. Let us go and take this last call, please. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm calling from Malaysia. I've called before. I just want to assist my brother. I have sound much on education. He keep talking about education. Why I've decided to call is trying to say that Igbos are not doing well in the area of education. But I think it belongs a traveler. Probably he doesn't know anything concerning the education system in Nigeria. Igbos, mostly from Imo State, have been topping the list. If he's listening, he should take it now. I am not trying to counterattack him or to prove him wrong, but I just want to give him a little tip about the educational system in Nigeria. We are not lacking behind. The only problem I would like us to emphasize is this: corruption. If the Biafrans or the Igbos can be able to curtail or try to abolish or destroy corruption and all those bad leaders, if we can chase them away, chase them into the forest, no mercy, you know, then we can be able to move ahead. Definitely, we cannot live with anybody that is going to be a corrupt leader. That is one. Two, there's going to be a law that will bind anybody that will be involved in any kind of corruption. He made a mention of China. You know, in China, if you are a corrupt leader or you're caught in any corrupt practices, either you commit crime or you commit suicide and die yourself by taking your life, or you can definitely you can't take what the government are going to do to you. You understand? Because in China, he made mention of, is a place that you dare not commit crime or be a corrupt leader. You bury yourself alive. So if we can be able to clear anything that has to do with corruption, definitely Igbos are great. You know, I'm not trying to be tribalistic, or I'm not trying to tribalize everything, but what I'm trying to let us know is this: average Igbo man is intelligent. Average Igbo man is educated. Education does not rely on reading and writing. It means that wherever you find yourself, irrespective of your educational background, you make yourself educated. You at least, if you see an Igbo man that is selling an OP worker, as soon as the person the person may come from the most interior village, but as soon as the person begins to stay in the city, he begins to adjust himself. He can be able to communicate, he can be able to speak, go and come and whatever. Before you know it, the person can be able to read and write. You can't compare with a typical Malam or a typical Yoruba man that comes from interior villages. You know, we are educated, we are civilized. What we are suffering today is corruption. We must have to hit on that. No matter how, we are just like you're talking about getting the antenna or whatever, the way you put it, you really need the antenna. You know what I'm saying? So we need to walk, and we need to be sincere and honest. And we are going to make Biafra that in a way that if you're ready to lead, just like what you're doing, you come out. If you are not ready to lead, stay at home. And we are going to make a leadership in Biafra land where it will be zero tolerance towards making money. That's it will only be meant for those that are ready to lead. Yeah. It's going to be a Catholic priest.
It will be
worse. You know that before you come there, you definitely know that it's not a money making places. You know, you are not coming to be a Biafra leader because you want to make money or inherit properties. In fact, if you want to be a leader in Biafra land, your salary as a leader, as a president, as a governor, or whatever, will be lower than that someone that is teaching in the classroom.
A classroom teacher
has to earn more than you.
Yes.
We don't have to make our leadership to be attractive.
Yes.
It won't be those that are ready to lead.
And
these are not ready to begin to fly up and down, build mansions, wear Agbada and the biggest bid all over the world, take the highest chieftaincy titles, you know?
I want to help you. From what the last point you made, I want to remind people that in England, a head teacher of a primary school earns more than the prime minister. the head teacher of a primary school earns more money than the prime minister, than David Cameron in this country. So what you said is, we'll make life so impossible that if you don't want to serve, you go and stay in your house and steal and sell tomatoes or granite. If you're coming to serve the people, the only reward you will get is the honor you get for having served your country. That
God bless you.
Your name and the name of your family will be preserved in perpetuity, having rendered a service to your country.
Good.
So
good,
what you
good.
Do not get as a prime minister may even pass on to your children and your children's children. That is what
exactly.
You're saying. Not just
exactly.
You're not to become and be running around in
it's not going to be attractive like a Nigerian government whereby
No, my brother. Chineke Pakonwa work is impossible. We are not here to allow convoy to be moving all over the place. No, we don't want that. Thank you very much for calling our brother. We've run over the time. Please, doctor, conclude for us if you can. Conclude for us so we can bring this program to an end, please, if you may. Yeah, Dr. Egemba, are you there? Dr. Egemba, are you there?
Of course, I am listening to her. I'm enjoying it. And the last caller has made my day as if he knows what we are thinking about. By the grace of God, if we
Doctor, hold on. They keep calling. Hold on, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. I don't know. We said no more calls, but you're here.
My name is Kashuku Egemba. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany, go ahead, please. Make it very brief. We're about to close.
Yeah, I want to make it brief. It's because of what the last speaker said about the second speaker said about China development or whatever.
Yes.
I want people to understand. Look, take every successful country in this world that doesn't keep their language. China was able to keep their language and have their education in their language. And tell me that a child that is growing up with a language that mother always speak with him and he play with the same language and went to school and still tell the same language, tell me how would that child not do better? China is successful because they keep their language. Every successful, Germany keep their language. British is with their language. Americans with their language. Greek is with their language. All that we are successful in this earth were with their language. But we were imposed with a language that our kids have to adopt the language. When they go out, they play with the mother language. They go to school and have another language. How do you think it will not be?
We'll change. That's why we want Biafra. We'll change all of that. We are going to change all of that. We will change, we will recognize if the other Biafran nationalities will allow us, we will have a lingua franca that will bind us all. See, let us not be afraid when we have the new Biafra, what the language is going to be. For us personally, I would prefer most of the books we are for Igbo children to be written in Igbo. You go to school, you read physics textbook in Igbo language. You go to Bibio in Bibio. But if we can assemble a panel of linguists, there are some commonalities between the language spoken in Igbo, in Ibibi, in Efik, and all. They can be together, woven together, formed into a template for which everybody can learn. And
a unique language.
Because Obasi in Ibibi language is God, where we come from. We can decide to say, for the avoidance of doubt, from now onwards, if our children are going to school, instead of saying Chineke, we can adopt Obasi from them, because that is their language. Yeah. We can incorporate it. Yeah. It becomes part of the lingua franca, because when you're forming a lingua franca, you take strand of language from everybody you're looking to represent.
Absolutely.
People forget that English language, for goodness sake, has French in it. It has German. Yeah. It has Latin.
Yeah.
It has the Nordic languages. It has Celtic language. English.
Yeah,
so, and it has to be fluid. So if we are willing to be flexible and accommodate other people, which I'm sure we are going to do, we should be able to do better. I want to see textbooks. I want to see debates conducted in the lingua franca of Biafra. That is what I want. I don't want to have, because if you want to lie, speak English.
Yes, it's true.
Ịchọ ịmata ndị na-ekwu eziokwu were okwu Igbo kwuo okwu. Ị na-atụ asị n'okwu Igbo, ọ na-enye nsogbu. Ị were okwu Igbo na-asụ Igbo na-atụ asị, a ga-achọpụta gị ọsịsọ ozugbo ozugbo. Ama na iwe onye oshi. But ebe a sụwa bekee ndị a na-akọ ugbo, circumstances beyond my control. Onye ọwụrụ isi agba onye ọwụla gharị, onwe onye agama ihe ị na-eme. Ọ bekee ndị oshi. English transaction for whatever nonsense it is for criminals. If you want to catch anybody, ask Peter Obi. P- Peter Obi Guzo Teti Kajo ya si an na ogene mere mun nanyi na ezuri va kin hoge me. But if you go and ask him
again,
I agree with you. You will see that they will collapse. I agree with you, my brother. Thank you very much. English and this, all these useless foreign languages is part of our problem. But if we, because we don't want people to say, oh, they're going to impossible language. God forbid, that's not what we're saying. We said we will set up a panel that will look at formulating a lingua franca across all agreed Biafran nationalities. But if it is possible, what we want to do is that if it is possible to have, not if it is possible, Ibibio, if they want textbooks in Ibibio language, so be it. They want languages in Kolokama, which is the biggest language spoken in Niger, they should have that as well. Wherever a language is predominant, they can have textbooks. We don't want our languages to go because they are very, very unique. If you communicate in your own language, there'll be no more lies. Thank you very much for listening, wherever you are. Please, Doctor, just say goodbye very briefly to our people. Let us close, please.
Please, I will not say goodbye. Let our listeners give me a second. Let me do a little bit of a summary. You see, the last caller who touched on a raw nerve. As I speak, as I listen, I also keep trend of what is happening. One of our brothers has written to say that the last speaker made so much good sense. Many people accepted or recognized what he said. That in fact, they said that we should get his contact and make him a member of the future of the Biafra government. You can see. So the government we are going to have in future may be a government of the real people. People may end up to say, hey, listen, I know that man. He used to make sense. Get him to come and be a member of the government. That this is what we want to achieve, Radio Biafra. Through this forum, through this medium, through Radio Biafra, we are beginning to know each other, to appreciate each other. So when you are calling and you are making contribution, don't think that you are just talking by yourself. You do not know who is listening somewhere and making notes. So yes. Anytime you call Radio Biafra, you are calling Radio Biafra to make a contribution to something that will be meaningful, not just now, that will also take on board. Do not rule out the possibility that some people, as a matter of fact, all our programs are recorded and they are there for archive reasons. Time will come, we will refer back people, go and listen to what we said years back about this, about that in Radio Biafra. You will listen to your own comments. So, as an open forum, as a people's broadcasting medium, don't think that we are stage managing anything. Nothing is stage managed. And as a matter of fact, we cannot afford to stage manage anything. We do not have the means to stage manage anything. You call on the phone, we don't know who you are. If you are speaking on Skype, for the fact that your name will be shown, the presenter and myself will depend on if I'm in the studio. We find out, we know who you are, and we through your telephone number, the code, we may know where you are calling from. That is the end of it. We don't know what sense you are going to make. We don't know what contribution you are going to make. But whatever it is, be conscious of the fact that sometimes, somehow, when an archive of Radio Biafra is going to be created in the new Biafra, it will be played back. You say, oh, is that you? Oh, yes, it's me. You don't know who Nandi is. You don't know who Agenda is. You don't know who anybody is. Time will come by the grace of God with your help. Your help will come first. Then God will bless it. We will get Biafra. We will have the opportunity to see each other face to face, embrace each other, say, Ewana, Emena, Ebaliala. See where we are now. It is because of you. It is because of you. Then you ask yourself, am I on this bandwagon? Have I joined this moving train? It is still gathering space, locomotive, you know. Before you know it, it will become an electric train. It will become an intercity express. It will become a high-speed train. You have the opportunity to touch it now when you can. When it is still gathering space,
when it is still gathering pace. Time will come when you will have to put a little bit more effort. You may even double what effort you want to double to catch up. It may be too late. Your effort is required now, today. If you say, no, I will make contribution tomorrow, it may be too late. Our people back home, I'm sorry if I'm taking too a little bit more time, but let me make my point clear. You have the opportunity to listen to internet, you have your iPad, you have your smartphone, nobody's begrudging you. Congratulations, God bless you, and may it double it for you. But think about our brothers and sisters, thousands and one of them, millions of them in the village. They are craving to have what we have. They are craving to have the opportunity to listen. They don't want your iPad. They don't want your iPhone. They don't want your smartphone. All they need is to be all they want is the opportunity to listen. Our broadcast in a small transistor radio they can afford. Put battery if there is no light. Tune it up. Listen to the conversation of their brothers, their sisters, their sons and daughters. This is what they are craving. Each time they call, when are we going to have this on the radio now? We can't get you. Radio Biafra is off the air. No, we are not off the air. That we cannot get us on transistor radio does not mean that we are off the air. But you listening now, had the opportunity to listen now. Are you going to help your brother, our brother, sisters, relations back home to listen in ordinary transistor radio? It is a question I want to put to you. We are doing everything possible. Our brothers in Australia, in Malaysia, everywhere is contributing, doing everything they can to help to make this a reality. What are you doing? What is your contribution to make this a reality? That is the question. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for listening. It is well and good that we are listening and making sense and educating our people. It is not enough. We want to do this in Biafra land. We want it tata, H-H-E. Wherever you are, may it be well with you and may the God of Biafra, Chukwu Abiama, guide you, bless you, and make you to be more passionate and more aggressive towards the Latin Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was very lengthy and well spoken. That is very clear for people to understand. If you want to support this effort, it is very simple. You go to the website on the top right hand corner. The thing about us, there is this saying about being penny wise and pound foolish. If you do not support Radio Biafra to achieve Biafra before 2015, you will spend more to be able to go to where you come from. There will be no place for you to go to. It is a very simple, sensible thing to do. If you are wicked, if you are selfish, at Radio Biafra, we are not wicked, we are not selfish. That was why we spent everything we had in order to make sure that Radio Biafra is started. We ask you to come and make life easier for us. Most of us forget that the reason why we lost the war was because we sent men into battle with carved wood looking like gun. But it wasn't gun, there was no bullet. Do you want to send us into battle in 2013 without no gun, no bullet? Is that what you want to do? When Boko Haram, when Buhari is financing his own people to get their own state, you keep quiet and you're doing sense. It's you and your family. Me and my two children. If you ask an Igbo person, well, how are you doing? Nobody thinks about the other people who are less privileged. That is what marks a civilized society. Onye agala wanne, onunube wanne agbalaoso. That is the mantra of Radio Biafra. That is what we want to inculcate in our people. That is what we want you to have within you to ensure that this move towards Biafra is accomplished in record time. Nnamdi Kanu signing off from London. Do not forget to tell your friends. Do not forget to join us again tomorrow, 7 p.m. London time. But above all, every coward who has listened to this program this evening and you're on Facebook, go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook and add your friends. Stop being a coward. Stop being afraid. Add your friends, all of them, wherever they come from. Let us keep the name Biafra flying very high in the world. Thank you once again. We love you all. God bless you.
bain. I look at no. They know one kind of robbing. I ain't job of my chuku. I ain't looking at no sondo. Well, Lota, much book a lion over. I will know who you will be in Udo Nandoqua.
Sunday, make any fair.